Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the hits that take me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the hits that take me, Trey wanna play all day cause
I'm a
Yeah. I'm a read that bit. believe what you feel. These bitches just can't take me the way I chant, the way I look. My style, my sign, you think you took. But bitch, I wrote this silly book. Now I'ma sit and let the beat talk.
Brick, 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 brick See, it is all cunt bitches have 9 lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussycat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up cause you don't got time. Bitch, go off cause it's a showdown. A pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. Pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's a countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down. 9, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
Hollywood. Cash categories include female figure realness for 100, femme queen perfect 10, 150, open to all runway for 250, open to all sex siren, 250, realness with a twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and grand prize, female figure performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the definitions of a diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance, no liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girls Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Freeboy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, 5 trophies, 5 cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250, as well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79.
use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the Icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Carson are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Doug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Tag categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, Butch Queen in drag versus Fem Queen realness for $250, Butch Queen European runway for $250, Butch Queen All-American runway for $250, Butch Queen sex siren for $250, and Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seat 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and tonight we will be talking about, we're going to touch up a little bit on Down Low Brothers Part 2, but we're not going to make the whole night about that. But there are some people who tuned into the archives of the show, and they stated that they wanted to talk about the topic a little bit. They just didn't get a chance to that night. So hopefully we'll be able to get them to call in, and we will talk about it. We also will have our very special guest this evening, Ms. Erica Kane Mizrahi, who will be coming on to talk about her definitions of a diva for Hollywood Ball this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. So for all you girls that are going to Louisville, make sure you guys are listening. If you have any questions for Erica in reference to categories, location, hotels, anything, she will be on the air. She is tuned in with us tonight to answer any of your questions. We also will be touching up on something I really didn't want to ponder on, but I do want to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. Before the show, as I was getting the show ready, after I pretty much went crazy watching American Idol, to all the girls that voted for Candace. Thank you. Like, you know, her manager or something. But thank you. I'm glad you girls are utilizing those fake profiles for something good. I did see a lot of people's timelines showing. Well, I did see on my timeline a lot of people were voting for her. I mean, wow. You know, that woman right there. And I tell you, when I was watching her video of her going back home, I really got emotional. I was so happy for her. And that last performance of hers, wow. Wow. That's all I can say is, you know, let's just hope the cards fall into the right place and things go correctly. I know there's a lot of rumors, a lot of stuff that's going on. We're hearing all this stuff, setups and commercials already being aired for next week. And, you know, they're using people's names that are supposed to be on next week. And how do we know if they, you know, we don't even know who's going home tomorrow. You know, little things like that. But let's not judge, you know, everything but based on that. Let's just hope that the power that we have put forth in this girl's name by voting for her, everything falls into place. So we'll see. But I mean, wow, phenomenal. That was a great, great performance by her. And I really see that woman right there doing some really, really big things. So let's hope for the best. So, you know, before we go any further, let's get the show rolling. I want to start off by thanking everyone that's listening tonight. As we all know, and I've been doing this for numerous years, the warmer it gets outside, the less calls that we will start to have, because no one's really going to be sitting at home listening to the radio show. And because of that, we do take our summer breaks and things of that sort. So, you know, I appreciate the people that are still avid listeners, people that are Jasmine Couture fans, Kelly fans, Tea Party fans, you know, the whole trend to Chopcast and shows overall. I get so many messages on Facebook, on Instagram, in my inbox, all over, of avid listeners and people who support the show. And I really want to take this time to say thank you to everyone that listens. It may sound cheesy or whatever, but I truly appreciate you guys for listening to the show, because without you, the listening audience, we really wouldn't have nothing. But for you people who are dedicated to the show, you know, truly, truly listen to the show like it's a ritual, I truly say thank you. Every show is different. Every Monday is not going to have the same people that listen on Tuesdays. It's definitely not going to have the same people that listen on Wednesdays, and vice versa. So for the Wednesday night people who listen and who are part of this show, I truly say thank you, and that's truly from the bottom of my heart. And also to the person who sent me the message this evening in reference to Mother's Day, I want to tell you that that message that I received touched me very, very much so, especially right now at a time when I need it. So I will talk about that a little later, but I don't want everyone to sit there and I don't want Mona, really, Mona. Remember, I have the keys, girl. Keep it cute, Mona. I don't want to keep everybody sitting there before I start getting emotional and going into all that. But later on, a little bit later on, we are going to talk about Mother's Day, because I truly want to express myself about this letter that I received, as well as my personal feelings on mothers and my personal issue, or what I truly face with my own mom and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that, because Mother's Day is this weekend, and this will be the last show before Mother's Day. So before we go any further, let me bring on my cast members for the ones who are here, and let's get the ball rolling. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, hello everyone. Happy hump day.
What is hump day?
Wednesday, it's hump day. It's the middle of the week. It's the third then so it's the middle, hump day. We're over the hump.
Miss Mona. I'm going to grab some soap and wash your sister's New York apartment walls.
Oh?
Girl, who are you talking about, Mona? And she's going crazy because I read that out loud. Mona. She's an exit. Mona is the key. I truly love her, though. Even though I have no idea who she is or whatever, I just truly feel that we probably really do know each other. I probably love the real you as well as your character. I bet you we really do know each other as well. Happy hump day, everyone, Jason said. Not that I realized what it meant. I really thought it was something perverted, but... That's just where my mind is, I guess. Mark, you are on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, brother. What's going on?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
What's going on? Hey, there?
Hey, brother.
You know, the hump over the week, Jasmine. That's what it means. When I first saw it, I thought it was
wrong. I didn't catch it at first. I thought it was, you know, I didn't
she
know.
She thought I was being a bad boy.
Yeah, I just think she was being a bad girl. What happened to Bishop? Why Bishop is putting all these requests to be in the official ballroom? I thought he was already in the ballroom.
Because Kelly said she was putting anybody out that posted naked pictures. So I'm only assuming that Bishop posted something and Kelly was like, with the hoes and let him go. So he needs to talk to Kelly.
Yes, Mark. Yes, Bishop. I know you're probably listening. I'm not in deep breath one. No, I'm not going to come to you right now, Bishop. When we talk about the topic, I'll go to you. But evidently you did something. You need to hit up Kelly directly because I'm not overstepping whatever decision she made. She doesn't do it to me. I'm not doing it to her. So stop asking and hit her up directly, and she'll probably add you. Chad, I'm tired of you. Stop popping up on my timeline trying to join this room. And you got fake profiles, so aren't you in there already? Oh, my God. You know what? I need a recap because, you know, I be going through so much. I don't even know what happened if it happens in the room. So I'm going to need a recap of everything once everybody gets on the line. Next time, I'll probably start off everyone. Y'all going to give me the recap. J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, J-Rock. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Dylan just got off work.
Mother said, oh, my God, this rock.
First of all, I was trying to be nice and everything, but Mona was already in my inbox before the show giving me a lot of shit. This is a bit of a... I'm trying to act like, you know, J-Rock Ebony and not J-Rock Bridge. Do not start it tonight, big girl. She mad because I don't want to get the pussy forever.
Misha, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone who's on the air.
Hello.
Well, you sound clear.
Who said so? What? What? Don't try, Jasmine.
Child, I'm hanging up.
Macy must have a new Bluetooth. He sounds clear for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had to give me another earpiece. Mother, are you over there trying it?
I'm over here messing
with
the tree.
Hey, Mark, hey, J-Rock, how are you?
Hey.
Oh, quiet.
I'm beating the trade, honey, right now. I'm kicking ass in injustice.
Where is that moose pissy at?
Who?
Oh,
yeah, my God. I sent her a message. Somebody called Tiffany. I need some of the females tonight because, Mark, you touched about something that I've read that, you know, that I, came across my feed in reference to DL guys as well as, you know, the DL guys messing with transgenders and how they will never consider themselves gay or bi because of, you know, the whole transgender thing. I want to talk about that a little bit as well, because I have feelings about that too. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Let me see who else we have here. Sean, I have not yet received an inbox from you on Facebook or friends request, and maybe you did, but my friends, on both of my pages, they're both full. So sometimes I got to go in there and delete them. I mean, I don't know how I have 5,000 people, and I don't even know. I only talk to 10 of y'all. So that's really sad.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I only talked about maybe 15 people. Let me clear my throat.
Oh, thank you, Red Snapper. It's mothers like Red Snapper, Pepsi, all the mothers that are out there that listen to the show. I also want to going to talk about mothers shortly, but I love how we help you guys as well, and you guys are avid listeners. And I love when you guys give feedback. Thank you so much, Rex Napper, for your message in the room.
Happy Mother's Day, Jasmine.
I'm sorry?
And to my own mother, happy Mother's Day, chick.
You better wait till Sunday to tell me that when I'm depressed and I need to hear that, you better wait till Sunday to tell me happy Mother's Day. But we're not going to talk about Mother's Day right now.
No, not right now, because it gets emotional, and I don't
want to
get emotional.
Okay.
A little emotional.
Let me get my box of tissues.
347. Yeah, we're talking about Mother's Day, then right, probably towards the end of the show where I could go, get on and chat.
Yeah, we can just log off.
Beat people up. Where did you go? Oh, you disappeared when I was about to call your number. What happened? All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Happy Mother's Day, J Rock and Mark. I'm so sorry. How rude of me.
Oh, they not mothers.
Thank you, mother. 347-492, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Sean.
I heard you. I'm working on it. Hey, Jason. Hey, Mark. Hey, Michi. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Sean. Where were you at yesterday, Sean?
Yes, now. I was asleep, but, I listened to the archives, and I would like to say, where's Miss Naima, honey?
Because
I heard what she said.
I'm about to play my game.
And she will be coming very, very soon.
Uh-oh, this is going to be a hot show. We are calling for the girls.
She will be coming, but we are not going to do all that because we have people to get to, and this is supposed to be the quote-unquote serious night. So let's do
serious.
This last
let's
hour.
Let's say I'm a murder.
Listen, I don't want to see this picture of Milan. Please stop sending me pictures of Milan.
Well, I'm going to need to get a recap shortly, but 410-644.
Hey, Naima.
Hello.
Hey, Naima.
So, basically, you call for me, and it so happens that I just got in the house, and I'm here.
Okay. Press one very quickly, honey.
Okay, I definitely called for you, honey. Now,
Michi, I'm going to mute you.
Now, Miss Naima, what's your tease, honey? What's going on? Because you said that I was closed-minded and all of that. What's all of that about?
Well,
I didn't just say
it was you that was closed-minded, but you were the one of them that got very, honey, I'd be too serious and I give a little too much. Even though you may have slightly apologized last week, I had still felt some type of way, so I had brought it up.
Oh, you know what, Naima, I actually like you, you know what I'm saying, and if I offended you, I do apologize. I'm going to say it again, I apologize. But let me just say this to you, when you're in this kind of field or whatever, you should expect people not to always agree with you, And, you know.
Oh, no,
well,
that's fine. But there comes a line in respect and disrespect. Whenever you get on the phone, I may joke around with you, but what I don't do is say, oh, girl, I don't want to hear this, or we ain't got time for that. All right, you a little too serious, or cut you off. I let you finish out your thought or whatever it is that you have to say.
Oh, I never said that to you. I've never said that
no,
to you.
No, but
you
cut me off.
Serious. How have I cut you off?
You cut me off on two different occasions. That's why I said something last week.
Give me an example. I need you to give me an example because I remember everything I've said to you. Do you remember everything I said to you?
Last week you cut me off in the middle of what I was talking about because you said that I was getting a little too serious and why am I getting a little preachy and, you know, on the phone and why do I always got to bring up religion and stuff. But you cut me off in the middle of my thought when I was talking. That was an example last week.
No, no. What I said to you was, I said you seem a little bitter about something, and you come. It sounds like it's very personal. That's what I said to you.
But you also cut me off too.
Well, I apologize for that because I understand that you're a very sensitive person and you're also defensive. So in this line of work, you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, but you should also, too, respect the people that you're calling in, too, and let them finish out what they had to say, especially if they hand it to you and let you finish what you have to say when you call in.
Okay, well, check this out, Naeem. I'm going to say this to you real quick, okay? I like you, and let's just, you know, let's just squash this madness because I get on here to indulge in conversation. I'm a really nice person, you know what I'm saying? So if I have offended you, I apologize. You know, I'm too grown for the back and forth and all of that stuff like that. Let's start off on a clean slate. We can do that, can't we?
Sure.
Okay.
Wow.
All right,
that is so neat. You know,
so anyway, good evening or good morning to the rest of the staff. Good morning, Jazzy.
Let me say something. I am so touched by the way you two handled that right now. All y'all little nasty-ass queens out there need to learn from these two on how to handle this. Because these two handled that, and Sean, I don't know about you, but baby, you stepped up to the plate like the only adult. Y'all need to learn from that shit. That was some shit that I don't even do. Kudos to both of y'all. I really appreciate the way y'all handled that, and thank you so much. Yes, Naeema, welcome to the show. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, Michi. Good morning. I don't know who all is on the phone. I think Jason, I heard his voice. Good morning, of course, Jazzy and everyone. I just got in this house. I was out driving on the highway, honey. So I'm here. I'm queer, and I'm ready to be free, honey. So what's the topic
Girl,
about?
Girl, what did you just say? You was what?
I'm here, and I'm queer.
Queer
okay, so that's a shout out to all the bottoms on the phone. But so what's the topic about tonight?
Don't shut me out on the air, honey.
What's the topic about?
You and Mr. C.
Me and Mr. C. We ain't talking about how late I am, huh?
Let me get to one more caller. I hope it's not who I think it is. 202-617, you're on
I
here.
Think that's Bishop.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
202-617.
Bishop, you're on the air.
No, yes, I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
I'm dead.
All right, if anybody's listening tonight that wants to tune in for tonight's topic, we are going to touch a little bit on the whole DL, guys. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Before we get into that topic, I'm going to bring Erica K. and Ms. Rahi on the air to touch up on her categories and her ball. So we're going to give her a few minutes to talk about her ball. She will be sitting with us. I don't know how long she will be with us tonight, but she will be around to answer any questions. So if you guys have any questions in reference to her ball this weekend, definitions of a diva for Hollywood this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky, please call in. If you know anyone that's going, like I always say, and they're walking in category so you don't look like idiots on the runway because you didn't know how to read the category correctly, she will be on the air as the promoter herself to answer your questions on how to bring these categories, what she's looking for, any information on traveling, hotels, any of that stuff. She will be here. I will be bringing her on momentarily. I'm going to go back to this caller real quick. Then, Erica, I'm coming to you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
I just want to know, with this transgender community, I want to know, why is it that
y'all motherfuckers fucking around with these girl, men?
You know what?
That's okay. I don't even want to talk on the show, child. You want to be immature, ignorant. I don't got time for it. You know what? That's what you wanted to use. That's what you got on there for.
What just happened here? You know what? Let me say something really quickly.
People just don't know when to stop.
Let me just say it, but I want to say it the right way.
Say it how you feel. Get all that.
You know, it's some of y'all people who just make it so bad for other people. It ain't the way you fucking look as hard as you motherfucking look walking around here looking so hard. You sit here and you talk hard. You have a hard mentality, and you just sit here and just are dumb. Can you please do something with that? Just do something with that. I mean, I could sound so fierce and nasty, but my thing is, if you get up in the mirror and you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you look like that, you need to question yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I just can't stand. I talked to somebody earlier today, and they said something to me. And it was like, one thing I can't stand is just people who act dumb and do dumb shit for no apparent reason. And I cannot stand it either. It's just a waste. It's just a waste. 917-693, you're on the air. Hey. 917-693. It's going to be one of those nights. Erica K. Mizrahi, you are on the air. Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Jasmine? How is everybody on the air? I don't know everybody's name, but how is everybody?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Erica.
Hi.
How's it going?
Happy Mother's Day to you all. I won't be able to talk to you all this weekend, so happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, girl. So, Erica, the floor is yours. I don't know if you're on speaker or something. You do sound like you're in a car or something like that. But basically, this is your opportunity to kind of talk a little bit about the ball. How's everything coming? And, you know, if anyone has any questions and everything, there, you know, the floor is yours. You want to say anything particular? Touch up on anything?
Well, I do want to say a couple of girls have had a couple of questions. Where's my iPad? A couple of questions about the ball. Yes, on my Facebook. A couple of girls had questions about the ball. You know, the girls wanted to know if their assistants had to be in heels, and no, the assistants don't have to be in heels. The girls wanted to know if hair mattered. No, hair does not matter. The girls wanted to know if their shoes count. Their shoes do count. The shoes do not have to be red, but their shoes do count. For twists, the girls want to know, do you have to be in all full drag? No, you don't have to be in full drag for twists. They want to know, can you do all three or is it just them two? You can do all three girls from 212. All three girls are invited. There has been a slight time change. The doors are now opening at 11 o'clock. The ball still starts at 1. The price still stays the same. It's $25 until 1, $30 after 1. I think that's about all of the girls have been wanted to know. If anybody has any more questions, you know, you can ask them now.
Okay. Did any of you guys on the phone have any questions for Erica?
No.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, J-Rock.
Yes, Erica, this is J-Rock. I just wanted to say I'm not asking questions about the ball. I just did not know you carry like that until I seen that Pepsi Cola video. I was going to say that they're bogus, everything.
What the hell?
No, wait, no, this not me. This is Erica Kane.
Oh, okay, baby. I thought that was the same Erica Kane.
No, this is Erica Kane. No, I'm the one from the Midwest who walks business. I'm not the one from the East Coast who vote. It's a different Erica Kane. I'm Erica Kane in Friday.
Is it? I was about to say. This left in? This for Vin?
No, this is Rahe.
Okay, well, who is this Erica Kane right then and Erica Kane is right?
It's Erica
Kane.
Yeah,
two of them.
It's three of them.
It's two Erica Kane is right.
It's two Erica Kane's, period, and it's three of them, but only two of them known. Can we move on, J-Rock?
Bitch, why do people do this? That is just crazy.
Do what?
Okay, J-Rock. Who's the original? Okay. Who's the original? Who's the original?
You know,
well, I've been out for 10 years. I think she's been out a little longer than me, so. But I was me before I knew her.
It
didn't
matter. It was
her.
The
J-Rocks, you know that there's two J-Rocks, right?
I do know that there's three. There's actually three J-Rocks.
I feel like I like her. She bows away. That kind of video clip is cute. No shade.
No, but there's actually three J-Rocks, but I'm the one and only J-Rock Ebony, so it does not matter.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. And that's the one and only Erica Kane.
Right.
So it doesn't.
All right, Erica. I'll put you on the side, and you can sit right there as long as you can. And if anybody has any questions, I'm going to bring you on. If you have anything else you want to say, press 1 for me. And I'll bring you on or inbox me or so, but is that all you wanted to bring up right now for now?
Yes, just for now. If I think of anything else, if anybody hits me on Facebook, I'll press 1 and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetie. Again, that's Erica Kane Mizrahi in reference to her definitions of a diva for Hollywood Bowl in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, this Saturday. In reference to any categories or anything like that, please call in press 1. She will be sitting with us, and she's here to answer any questions. 843-732, you're on the air.
I just want to listen in.
Okay, caller, thank you so much for listening, and just do me one favor. Press 1 right now so you can take yourself out of the host queue, and you can just go down and listen with the other callers, because right now you're in the host queue. So press 1 for me really quickly if you can. All right, Jason, Mark, J-Rock, Michi, Sean, and Naima. I want to touch up a little bit about the DL guys. One thing that I did get after last week's show is a couple of people did hit me up in reference to it. Do not forget that there is a casting call for Shantae, who is actually doing a show. She has a YouTube channel, and she's doing a show in reference to DL Guys with the Women of Madison Ave. It is a all-women's group where they do talk about different issues within their lifestyle and things of that sort, different, you know, pretty much like ours, but, you know, for women. And, you know, they are looking for DL Guys to come on their show and talk about their lifestyle. They pretty much do not understand why DL guys, you know, down low brothers, do what they do. You know, why are you in a relationship with a woman and, you know, your baby's mom, your girlfriend, you're married or whatever, but on the side you like to drift and you like to mess with the same sex, and then you come back home and be with them. So they pretty much are trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, they want to understand it. They want to hear from you. So if you're interested in being on their show and talking with these women in reference to your lifestyle, maybe it's something you did in the past and you finally came out. Maybe it's something you actually do, you practice right now. Maybe, you know of someone or whatever. They are interested in talking with you. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, accommodations and stuff will be made.
So if you are interested, please contact, you can find all the information in London's Tea Party as well as the official ballroom, and you can find out, you know, you can contact the producer and, you know, get the ball rolling with them. And they also are willing to keep your information confidential, so you don't actually have to be on camera. You know, they will keep you confidential if that's what you feel. So if you're interested in sharing, and I also believe that sharing is very important, because if you do share your life experience, you never know what you can do for the next person. So just kind of take that into consideration. But for tonight, we're going to kind of talk about it a little bit more. There were some people that hit me up. They wanted to be a part of the show. They didn't know the show was happening. They wanted to say some stuff. So hopefully we can get them on. But I wanted to hear from some of you guys again, but with us, our normal family, because I know last week we had some pretty much some special guests. Maybe we didn't feel like opening up 100%. We did have a lot of people that were listening that weren't our frequent listeners. So maybe we kind of was a little, we held back a little bit. But I want to touch up on it a little bit more in reference to the topic. But I also want to talk with Mark, because Mark didn't get a chance to come on the air last week as well. And, you know, Mark is very, you know, familiar with this as well. So I want to kind of get Mark's opinion on the topic. Mark, what do you feel about everything that we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks when it comes to Download Brothers? What is your pretty much your opinion and everything on it?
My opinion on it is very, it kind of varies when it comes to it. I can see a lot of different points. I actually had an incident with a DL guy recently where he felt like I told some women his business, and I guess he called himself calling me out for a fight, but that was pretty much kind of squared away. I ran into him, you know, we had a little altercation, and, you know, I moved on or whatever. But for some of them, I just feel like with the DL guys, they just feel like they got so much to lose when sometimes there's not even anything there. You know, I can understand the married thing and, you know, maybe, you know, being a cop or something like that where, you know, being outed can be a really serious thing, you know, towards your personal life. But, you know, somebody who just basically just likes to mess around with different gay people, various gay people, and they claim to be DL. And I don't know who it was on the show last night. I think it was a caller who said, once you sleep with so many gay men or, you know, so many transsexuals, it's like you're not even DL anymore. I truly believe that, because I feel like, how are you going to mess with me and four other gay people on my block and then be considered down low? I don't, you know, I just don't see it that way. But, you know, I also understand that some people, as per Naima last night, where, you know, you have cases where some people just don't, you know, feel the need to out people. They benefit from it. So why even out them? And I can understand that point, too. I just feel like some of them just, you know, they're, you know, they can be casual with it, and some of them actually carry with it. You know, it's like they want to keep that secret protected, but they're doing so many other things to go against it, you know, keeping it protected. So, again, I could go back and forth with it, but, you know, overall, I just don't feel like being DL is really a big deal after you've been, you know, around and out so much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will agree with you. I think that if, you know, if it is something that you're into, then that's just something that you're into. Like if you're doing, you know, you're just sitting here messing with everybody undercover, then that just means to me you're a closet case. You know, you're just sitting here and you're doing it, but you just still have not completely come out of the closet. I'm getting a question. I got a question. I have a girlfriend whose jump off is a lot younger than her, 15 years. And she mentioned to me that he always wants her from the back instead. So he wants to, I guess he wants to, you know, have sex with her from the back. She's never been into it, but is giving it up and suffering physically because of it. I'm telling her that I think that he's DL, brother. My thinking is why he is into booty so much. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that if a guy is always asking a female to, you know, have anal sex that maybe he is under the DL? Do you think that's what it is? Jason?
That's hard to say because I have female friends that will hit me up and say and ask me questions like he wants to try it for the first time. I mean, I think that with some straight men that watch porn, that's something that they see in porn.
Right.
So because it's something that they see in porn, eventually they're going to want to try it. Now, when it gets to the point where I have female friends was like, well, my dude want me to eat his ass, then that's when I start to question, well, why he wants you to eat his ass? And then that's when I start to worry. Because I'm like, first of all, that's just like a top with me. If you want me to play with your butt and you want butt action going on, you not the man for me. So any woman that's with a man, I mean, I understand you got to do what you got to do to make your man happy. But I would question some things. Like if he wants to bring toys in the room and he wants you to use toys on him, I don't know.
You don't think people get a pleasure out of it without it being...
The question was that he always wants to do it. So that's what the question is. You know, not just try it, you know, watch a porn or let's give it a try. But if this is something that he's always wanting to do, would you think that maybe he is, you know, playing the role? Mark?
I don't think so.
I think... I think in some instances, some of them actually do want to experiment with their women because of the homosexual thing or the homosexual acts. And then, again, I agree with Jason as well. You know, they see some of the things in the video and they want to try new things. I don't think that every straight man that wants to have anal sex actually is doing it because they have gay tendencies, no. But I truly do believe that I actually know firsthand that some married men have never had anal sex except for with a guy, and then they go and try it with their wives.
Okay. J-Rock, what is your opinion on that? J-Rock?
Hello?
Okay, Michi?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your opinion?
I'm like Mark. I don't think everyone that does is. But I think there is a point to where it gets a little too freaky deaky, to where you need to start doing some little questioning and researching. Pretty much just go at your own discretion. Some people really just like to do all that crazy type of stuff. So.
Okay, and Sean, your opinion real quick?
Well, I definitely agree with everything that was said, you know, but just because he wants to poke in her behind or whatever doesn't make him gay, but also, like, there are men who have, you know, nice looking cakes and stuff like that. So now if his attention goes on that, then definitely she ought to check that. So, you know, because if he's into butt like that and he doesn't touch her vagina or go near it, then that could potentially be an issue. So who knows?
Okay, so maybe he needs to, or maybe she needs to evaluate exactly what else they do. You know, is it always just that, and once it's that, it's over with? Or is it that's maybe the jump off, and then it turns into this, that, blah, blah, blah? You know, so that maybe it's something that she needs to evaluate with other things they do. Now, Ema, really quickly, your opinion?
Okay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I pretty much agree with Mark what Mark said as far as... you know, the person, you know, they may not necessarily be, you know, gay or what have you, or they just may be just curious or inquisitive, that's all.
Okay. We have a couple of callers real quick. I'm not sure if they're in reference to this topic or Erica, so I don't want to keep people on hold too long when they press 1-347-734, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a DL piece of trade.
You're a DL piece of trade.
Child, that whole sentence sounds crazy.
Give me a chance. I mean, nobody's asking. All right, Sarah, what do you want to talk to us about?
I want to talk about Naima.
Okay,
oh,
so
God.
Now I know that you're not being serious, so good night. 917-693, you're on the air. Hey, guys, this is Keisha.
Hey,
Cass.
Hey, what's going on? How are you? What's your opinion on this, Keisha? I know you have
well,
a lot.
You know, I have a lot to say, and I would like to say that everyone has touched on everything, which I kind of agree with, especially when Mark gave his opinion and the rest of the cast members. I will say this, when you are in a predicament or it's in your face, you can actually talk about it. And I will say that guys, or DL men, who do like to get fucked or have tried it, they do have a lot of tendencies. But in our society, for our black brothers, being gay or bisexual is not accepted. So they have to pretend and not let it be known that they like to do it, because if it gets out, you already know what the consequences are. I do know that social media, the internet, the transgender community, and the drag queen community, they have took it to another level, and everyone is just curious. I mean, a lot of times people are just curious. And I will say this. People, guys who are freaks will try anything one time, and if they like it, oh well, Chanel.
I agree with that.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
I have to say that I had a friend who we used to do the dance thing. He was bisexual on the DL, and you know, I was the receiver, and he used to always tell me that he wants to be the receiver, and I was like, oh no, I don't. So he kept saying, well, what if I get a strap on? I said, no, I'm not. He was turning me off. So then he says, Keisha, he goes, listen, I'm going to get a strap on and have my girlfriend fuck me. And he's been doing it for the longest, and he enjoys it. So he said, does that make me gay? And, of course, I had to play along. No, because as long as it's a female, you're not considered gay. There are a lot of men who do get fucked with the dildo from a female. That does not make them gay because they're getting pleasure from a female. But again, it's questionable. But there are a lot of guys out there that love being penetrated from another female. And they'll sit there and tell you, oh, I'm not gay because I'm getting fucked by a female with a dildo.
So do you guys really feel that way? Do you feel if a straight man or a married couple or whatever, if the man just like to get penetrated by a female, like with a strap on or a dildo, do you feel that he may be either gay or bisexual or have gay tendencies, Jason?
I think that if he's just doing it with his wife, he may have gay tendencies, but he's just acting on it with his wife, so that doesn't make him gay because he's doing it with a female.
Mm-hmm.
He's just exploring his feminine side.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yes.
You agree with that, too?
Do I agree with what?
What Jason just said and Keisha?
I agree that, you know, some men like to get into other things. I agree with Keisha as far as being a freak. You know, a lot of them will try anything once, but I don't know. I mean, you really can't determine whether or not what a guy likes until he actually tries it. But I do agree that, you know, a lot of men, again, like I said last night, some men, you know, they see people as women or, you know, see certain women and they just, you know, do certain things that women could do, you know, gay acts of strap-ons and being with transsexuals or whatever, and they just feel like they're not gay. You know, they just feel like, you know, they're still straight.
Okay, J-Rock?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I had a talk with someone this week and they were like, gay is an emotional tie, and then when you say bisexual, heterosexual, homosexual, that's a sexual tie. A man is not gay if he has no emotional ties with another man. Like, if it's just about the sex, then he's a bisexual. He's only liking the sex, but he don't want to be with the man, and he don't want to have anything to do with the man. If he did, then he would be gay. And I kind of, in a way, I kind of agree with that, because, I mean, I know a lot of men that are bisexual, they like having sex with both sex, but they would never be caught in a relationship, or they don't want to have nothing, no kind of emotional ties to the man. It's just about the sex. They have to, in other words, they, in order for them to feel whole, they have to have a woman to feel whole, as in the emotional part. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Man did say gay is a lifestyle, not a sex role.
Jasmine.
I do agree with that.
Jasmine?
Yes?
I got a question for you. It has nothing to do with the topic, but what happens if you have a man who's married and he likes to dress up in drag, but he does not deal with men on a sexual level, but he likes to put on women's clothing and do drag? Does that make him gay?
Maybe he goes back to
the Jason's,
and maybe he's just touching in on his feminine side.
Okay.
That makes him a cross-dresser. That makes
Why?
Him J. Edgar Hoover.
And that is very big. That's very big now. A lot of men are cross-dressing.
But
now.
J. Edgar Hoover was gay.
Well, it makes him Tyler Perry. Oh,
he's
never mind.
Gay, too.
Sean, I'm going to ask you really quickly, do you feel that if a guy is in a relationship with a girl and the girl is fucking him with a dildo or strap on, does that make him gay?
Absolutely.
You do believe
because
he's gay?
Yes, because he hasn't yet, he hasn't, you know, went out there and actually, you know, had sex with a male. He's just, you know, like I believe it was Jason, you know, he's just hiding, per se. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't acted on it. So he's like, okay, this feels good. You know, I'm not going out there to get the real thing, but that's what I really want deep down inside. So in order to keep my family and my wife happy and society happy, let me just keep it, you know, indoors or whatever. Let me just continue doing what I'm doing. And that's it. So.
Well, have y'all seen the it was on, I don't know if it was on Lifetime or the History, I don't know what it was on. Y'all seen the show about the guy that had a family, had a wife, had kids, then all of a sudden he just wanted to be a woman, but he never left his wife, and now it's like he's a lesbian. It's like weird. Like his, he has
I think I do remember seeing something like that. I don't know if I ever watched the whole thing, but I did hear something based on that.
And he got two sons too, and they were like, "Well, that's him. He's happy, and he's still with his wife. He's still with his kid, and he don't even like he don't step out or nothing. He's just he wanted to be a woman. Now she says she's a lesbian."
You know what? I will say this. I was watching a movie one time, and I think it was based on a true story, and it was about a man that was very, very dedicated to his wife, his family, so forth and so on. He had actually had a child. But he lived a closet relationship. He never cheated on his wife. He was so dedicated to her. And they were married for so many years. But it took, when his wife passed, I think the man was probably in his late 70s or 80s, when he finally, after his wife passed, he finally came out of the closet at that age. He didn't last too long. He did die a couple of years later. But it took him that long to come out of the closet and be true to what he felt and what he believed in. Maybe some of these things that we are hearing are people, and I don't know in that story if they ever touched upon what sexually happened with him and his wife or anything. Maybe they did practice some of these things that we're talking about. But maybe there are some people out there that are so fully committed to their relationship that they will not step out of it because of their commitment, but they may still practice some of the things inside of their relationship, like, you know, some of those fetishes or dressing up or something. And, you know, that may be what the case is with some people. I mean, everyone is not a whore. Everyone is not a dog. Everyone does not cheat. Everyone doesn't feel that they have to go out there and do these things. Some people actually commit to you. Unfortunately, that's a very, very small percentage nowadays, but there are still some people that do it. So sometimes it's just really hard to find that. Really quickly, Naima, I do want to ask you before I go to the next couple of people,
on Keisha's question, do you feel that if a guy is doing these things with their wife or so, does that make them gay?
Yeah. I think it's, he's curious, but definitely, honey, he want a piece of that something up in there, honey. You know, he's trying it with that plastic, and eventually he gonna get over that plastic, honey, and he gonna want that deal, that meat in there.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get very, honey. This plastic was cute and everything, honey, but I need to try the real thing. So either he gonna go to a training or he gonna go to another man, honey. So he can get a piece of stern in there, honey. But yeah, I definitely believe that he's teased.
Okay. And meet you really quickly. I'm coming back to you. I know you're disconnected. What do you feel?
He said he's a faggot.
He's a faggot.
You just believe he's a faggot. You know, it's funny how we go from the top to the bottom. The bottom is really raunchy. But the top couple of people was handling it very professional. When we start getting down to Sean, Naima, and Michi, yes, girl, he's a bad guy. He wants to go. Yes,
I'm sorry, let me take a more professional approach. I feel that maybe at some point in time in his life, he's going to find himself indulging in sexual relations with the same sex from his same, you know, species. So, you know, pretty much that's how I feel.
Yeah, okay. Let me go to these callers really quickly. Hold on a second. I'm coming to you in a sec. 843-732, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Okay, so to me, I think it's a very narrow-minded thing to call someone a faggot or whatever with it. But to me, just because the person wants to explore sexual conquest within their marriage does not always mean that they want to have sex with a man or a transgender. I don't think that makes them gay to want to explore something inside of their marriage. Everybody
exploring
likes,
and doing are two different things, though. Exploring,
okay, that's exploring fear.
But like
I'm saying,
it,
that does not make
like
someone
it.
Gay because they want to explore something. You can have whatever you want in your ass, it's your ass. But everybody's not attracted to dick or men.
That is,
so
that is,
with
that
being
that's
said, I just
no,
don't
no,
believe that
that
makes you. I just do not believe that that makes you any type of gay. Unfortunately, that you guys are gay, so you have that view, but that's not the same scenario for everybody.
I'm not gay.
I
can hear you are gay. I can hear it in your voice.
And
I'm
a woman.
I'm
a woman, honey. Thank you.
You're a man. You're a man. And you're a man. But anyway, moving along.
I'm semisexual.
Child. But moving along. But moving along, I have another question.
Are you a female or a male? Or she male?
I'm a male. So I have another question. I have another question. I have a lot of femme queen girlfriends, and a lot of them tend to deal with the same men. And then once they sleep with their sister, they're like, oh, he has HIV or AIDS.
Ooh,
but
that's so messy.
Had it when he was sleeping with you.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay. Say that again, caller. Give me
yeah.
caller.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying a lot of the girls, I'm saying in this transgender community, I have a lot of femme queen girlfriends, and they sleep with the same man behind each other. So when they find out generally that their girlfriend is dealing with the same man as them, they tend to say, oh, he has HIV or he has AIDS. So my thing with that is he didn't have the HIV or the AIDS when he was fucking you.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you for all
the
But the bottom line is, I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're going with it, but that's a whole other topic. We will save that for another time. But yes, you are right. There are a lot of haters out there.
I gotta call
we'll
in on Tuesday. I'm gonna be online
that,
too. I got some word for her.
Come on, y'all. Seriously, there are a lot of people out there that will say certain things to hate on the person, you know, when they're with them and all the rest of that. Yes, but, you know, we're not going to talk about that right now. Private caller, you're on the air.
So y'all asked for fucking DL Brothers to come on the fucking show, and then y'all fucking hang up on me. What the fuck?
Really?
Why,
and we about to hang up on you again.
But caller, let me talk to this caller. Why are
sounds
you
like
cursing? Why are you cursing?
Yo, because I'm fucking mad, yo.
Tell me why you mad, son.
Yo, y'all fucking hung up on me, yo.
All right, okay, so you want to talk to Naima. Well, Naima, the caller wants you, Naima. I'm going to give the caller a few minutes with you. Go ahead,
Mr.
Naima.
C, is that you?
Yeah, and I'm looking for that bitch to slow neck this motherfucking dick.
Not with
oh
that dude.
Well, you need to call
shut
the party
up,
line. You got the wrong number. This is blocked off.
Yo, Naima. Yo, Naima, what's your number?
976, go away.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Too many numbers to remember.
You need to hang it up, honey. It's not working. It's not working. You're breaking.
Is that Bishop?
I can't.
Yo, Jason, chat, please.
It's not Bishop either.
He done made me get out on this gang. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I all know who it is, honey.
What's going on, Jason? How you doing?
Oh, my God. You
Callie.
Know what, Callie.
I'm dead.
That is a shame. I sit on the phone with y'all Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, and y'all do not know my voice. It had to take people in the chat room to clock my voice.
No, but over the cursor, I was thinking that, but I was like, Kelly's Barrett, that is not that Barrett Thomas.
First of all, I knew that was Kelly from the jump. That's what I was telling
her.
You
heard that, Kelly?
I was right.
When she called it the first time, I really didn't know it was her.
Mind you, I gagged, bitch, when I called it the first time. And Jackie clicked me immediately. I didn't do it. Oh, she didn't know my voice. I was gagging over here.
It was like...
He posted on the switchboard, oh, really? I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was you. I was gagging at her. I ain't paying attention. I didn't give you a chance.
What's going on, everybody?
Hold on. I got a call coming in on another line. I'll be right back with y'all.
Okay. I hope they got child from last night that I heard about. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody?
Hey,
I think my view is,
I think
sex is sex.
Hello?
And whoever you want to have it, who you want to have it with. Because I think gay is, like if a straight man wants to explore or whatever. I mean, because before I got with my husband and settled down, you know how we call it, the trade. Or whatever. I've dealt with those kind of boys, and they be like, "Well, do you think I'm gay or whatever? But you know, I got a baby mama, da 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 da." And I be like, "No, you're not gay. You know." But my thing is, I just feel like sex is whoever you want to have it with. I don't think it's a gay or straight for these guys that think, you know, that, you know, I know who I am. I'm comfortable who I am. But I feel like the guys that are questionable, they want to get fucked in the ass or whatever. They just want to have sex where they want to have sex.
I disagree.
I mean,
go ahead, Sean. Why do you disagree?
Yeah, I disagree. There is no way. Because if you are able to get hard and keep your heart on, honey, you are gay. Ain't no way in the world. I'm sorry. It just don't make sense to me.
Well, now, hold on. No, I would have to. Now, that last part, I don't know. Because, I mean, it don't really change that. It doesn't matter to really the person who
it is.
Like that.
We can't hear you that well, Misha.
Huh?
We can't hear you that well.
Can you hear me now? Hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
No, I was saying the last point that he had made regarding the I forgot what he said now.
Oh, me too.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much. We have a whole bunch of people that are pressing one, so we're going to go to them. I'm coming back to you in a sec, Erica. 336-965, you're on the air.
Hello. I think that society labels, you know, the gay community, if you mess with a man, you mess with transgender, you're gay. I don't care what form of fashion you put it in. If you mess with a man, period, you're gay.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I see it. You know, because society is like, huh?
So you truly believe that if you mess with a man, you're gay?
Yes. If you, it don't matter what form of fashion you come in.
Father, you might have to turn your computer off if you hear an echo, or if you're on a speaker, but if you find your computer, step away. But go ahead, you can go ahead and continue since you're having a lot of feedback.
Okay, can you hear me clear now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's like everybody try to label stuff, and I think, like, automatically, you know, guys that think bisexual, I don't think there's no such thing as bisexual or whatever. If you mess with a man, you mess transgender, you mess with any kind of thing that's transsexual, you're gay. It don't matter where you look at it.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in a situation where, you know, I cannot vouch and say that the person did not have sex after me, but I've been in a situation where I've I can't call it experimenting, but the person experimented with me, you know what I mean? And I'm under the impression that that was their only experiment, you know, as far as having a homosexual act. So, I mean, some people do experiment and then they realize they don't like it and then they don't do it again. I mean, like somebody said, I don't know if it was Sean or another caller, you know, everybody will try, you know, freaks will try anything once, but it doesn't mean you have to like it.
But that's what all men say. All men always, like, when they get with a transsexual, if they get with a guy, they say, oh, yeah, you my first. That's what they all say.
I'm not saying that he said he was
well,
my
first. Well, technically, if this is the first time you with that person, it is your first.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is that's what they tell you. You know what I'm saying? They tell you that they ain't never been with a man. They ain't never been with a transsexual. You my first. And they say that, and then sometimes they're like, well, since I've been with you, you're the first transsexual I've been with, do you think I'm gay? You know what I'm saying? And I put it like, I always say no because I want them to feel good about their self. But in back of my mind, I really know you're gay. You know what I'm saying? But I say it just to make them feel good about their self.
Absolutely.
Well, doesn't that make you just as bad as them by stroking their ego and letting them think that you don't think that they're gay? Because actually,
it might be bad, but you know what I'm saying? If you want to think, if they want to ask me this question, and I think they already know in their mind what the hell they are, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm going to like play along with it at the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, okay, you're not gay, but you know, really, you are.
Yeah, but realize why we play along with it, sweetie. We play along with it because we want that piece. We want that whatever cakes or whatever the people are into. We want a piece. So, therefore, we're going to play the game until it's over. And just how you're on the phone now saying, I think that they're gay, is what we do. We'll play along with the game just to get a piece. It's the way it is.
Let me ask you a question,
Paula.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Paula,
but
I want to ask you a question. But I definitely do not want you to take this a shade or think that I'm trying you in any way, because I'm not. I just want to ask you a question. Do you consider yourself a transgender woman? Do you consider yourself a drag? What do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a transgender woman because, you know, I have not went for the full surgery or like that or whatever. You know, I done got the titties and, you know, the body change and all that. But in my mind, I mean, I love looking like a woman. I love acting like a woman. But I would never want to become a real woman.
Okay. So your mindset is not becoming a full-fledged woman. So you still consider yourself gay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Because that's just my, you know, my acknowledgement of it. It depends on, you know, there's certain people that practice it, there's certain people that live it, there's certain people that follow it 100%. So I can understand where you're going with that. But I respect that.
Can I ask a question?
Can
I ask her a question? Well, I heard you just say that because you haven't had the surgery yet, So do you plan on getting the surgery and becoming a woman?
No, she says she's not.
No, I don't want the surgery. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I enjoy looking like a woman. I enjoy, you know, acting like a woman. You know, I love the attention of, you know, of everybody, you know, think I'm a woman, but I wouldn't really want to become a woman.
Right, I understand. Okay.
All right, well, Corbett, was that it? Did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes.
So then is it safe to say that these men, they enjoy having sex with men, but they don't practice the gay lifestyle? Since she just put it in that, you know, in that way. Understand what I'm saying? It's basically the same thing, really.
Yes, I was just going to tell you that I actually have to leave because duty calls. But I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to you, Kelly, Amaya, you know, Raquel Balenciaga, and all the mothers out there. And
thank you.
Happy early birthday, J-Rock, because I probably won't talk to you on Friday.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, J-Rock. I probably won't talk to you on Sunday.
thank you, Jason, for the birthday wishes.
Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you for listening, tuning in. Happy birthday. Thank you for the warm wishes. And
happy birthday. Not now.
Okay. Ubu.
All right, J-Rock, thank you so much.
All right.
I heard that Ubu.
All right, we have a couple of other people really quickly. 202-450, you're on the air.
Now this is Bishop.
Oh, geez.
Yes, Bishop.
How I going, boy?
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm blessed. The situation dealt with, I guess, I mean, I was put back in the room by Kelly, so I'm not worried about the situation no more. I didn't post up nothing, no nudity. I posted up a link, and then I actually blurred out Milan Christopher's, whatever his piece. Anyway, I blurred out all that because I knew the rules of the group. But maybe I was posting too much. That's why I got put out. But I don't care. I don't care about it. I'm back in the group.
Bishop.
But to go on
ask
the
you a question.
Yeah. Who was that?
Why are you at Milan Christopher so much? What has he done?
Because I think it's very much.
No, hold on.
I only want to talk about this situation.
Okay, Bishop. What do you want to talk about? Seriously.
I want to talk about the topic for the night.
Okay, go ahead.
which I was talking about with, you know, the dude is gay, all this. I'm going to tell you something right now. For me, to keep it real with you, I don't consider myself gay. I can consider myself bisexual, but I'm me every day. I'm me. You know, there's a lot of still people out here, young folks out here, that are still confused about themselves. And once they play into the park like I did, they play into the park, they may get turned out, like I told you last week. People get turned out in this game.
You said what?
I said people get turned out in this game.
Is that what I heard?
When you play it and you experiment with something, you may get turned out, and most of the time you do.
So, I mean,
that's all I have to say about the situation and the topic.
So is that what happened to you, Bishop?
Exactly.
Okay, so can you describe for me the term and what you define as turned out?
You said what, babe?
What is your terminology? What do you mean by saying getting turned out?
Turned out, which meaning you keep playing around. I heard somebody, and that's you. So you, I heard a lot of people say you, and you so right. You the first, you the best I had. You the first I had. That's just to boost your encouragement, to boost your ego. That's because that's what I used to do. You do that to females. You do that to transgenders. You do that to gay men, to boost their head, so you can get exactly what you want from them. But then again, at the end of the day, you turned out. So I mean. When I say turned out, I say you keep playing with water. You keep on experimenting. You keep on saying you're not this, you're not that. You get turned out, you get turned out. It's
I don't think that would be really turned out, because the word turned out to me, I really don't really look at that word like that, because to me, people have a choice. And you need to take accountability for the choice that you made. And 9 times out of 10, you were grown, you were old enough to know the choice that you were making and know what you was doing and getting into. So you weren't turned out. You made a choice and enjoyed it, and you liked it, and you kept
okay,
going.
Can I ask you a question? Have you also been turned out by that same person that have you ever thought of it like this? Not just calling that person, like, because I hear a lot of people bashing, you know, down low brothers. Oh, that motherfucker a freak. He sleep with everybody, but you the same one that's sleeping with him. And the thing is, when you say that, you could be also turned off by that person because you said it. Now, when what you was just saying, I respect it, but 100%, from my experience, I can tell you right now that it's irrelevant what you're saying, because a dude can actually literally, we look at it like this, oh, it's just another piece of ass. And the thing is, you have to realize the same thing, no strings attached. No strings attached at the end of the day, it's the same piece of ass. I don't think like that no more, just to let you all know. I grew up off that. But what I'm saying is, yeah, it's the same piece of ass, no strings attached. You got to think about that. You got to think about your morals. That's what I was talking about last week, morals, motives. The motive and the morals that you carry, you got to understand that. You know what you're dealing with because you talked to the person before you even fuck them. So you know what you're dealing with. Oh, he DL. I need to recognize that he DL.
I mean, yeah, that is true. And if you make that choice to go over there and do whatever you choose to do with them, you already knew the situation before you got there. And it is what it is. That's how I look at it, and that's how I roll with it. Anybody.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Last thing I'm going to say, I'm just saying those are the people that think that, oh, it can be something with this person. No, it can only be just probably a couple of fucks. That's it. No strings attached. But it can't be nothing else.
So let me ask
that's
you
why I understand, like, people like Ayana Christian and a couple of other transgender legends and icons, I believe that they was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm not looking for, these DL dudes no more. I'm looking for someone that can actually become and be with me and do things with me. I'm not looking for just fucks anymore.
I don't know. But I really don't think a lot of people really go looking for it. It kind of just happens for the majority, and they just kind of get attached, and it is what it is. So,
yeah.
You couldn't really pinpoint the finger saying that people are going to look for it. You know,
but how many times, and decided to ask myself, how many times am I going to play this game? Keep on playing the same game. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
man, you're the first one I ever had, the first one I've been with. How many times I'm going to keep on playing it, and I'm like at 30 years old, 40 years old, still doing the same bullshit? So you got to think of that.
So as of today, Bishop, what do you consider yourself?
Ashley, I'm going to let you know this. I asked myself this, and I think I was on the show before I said this. I asked myself, could I ever be with a transgender woman? I don't think I can. Because now
okay.
I don't, because the simple fact is that there's too many transgenders out here. You can't just look for a transgender. You hear what I'm saying? You can't just, it got to happen. You know what I'm saying? You can't just look for a transgender woman. Not unless you go on arrows or you go do what you do. But to me, all transgender women are working these days. You know, and I mean, it's not a society full of transgender women.
Okay, now, Bishop, this is Sean talking. I don't think that you're ever going to confess being gay because you just answered the question because you said morals. And when it comes to morals inside the way you think, if you ever confess that you are a true gay male, then you feel that it's nasty.
I said I was bisexual.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Bishop, let me ask you a question. considering that you like transsexuals, you do not see yourself as a gay male, correct?
No, I see myself as looking at the illusion.
But you don't
the illusion, and then on top of that, and then the looking at the illusion, and then on top of that is the illusion real inside of that person.
No, but
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not asking you just to make a big 360 for me.
You're not gay.
But what I'm saying is, if you was born and you wanted to be a woman and you feel as though that this is your life and you're a woman, then you need to act like a woman at all times, 24 hours a day. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm asking you, do you consider yourself a gay man?
No, I don't.
He's not going to say that, Mark. He's not going to
say
that.
No. It's not that.
Hold on.
That's what I hate. A lot of gay people try to get you and make you say that you gay. And that's what's so wrong with the community. That's what's so wrong with some of the heterosexual community not agreeing with the gay academic right now. Because the simple fact is that
you're putting it in your mind.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're trying to make me say I'm gay. And I know what I am. I just said I'm bisexual. What makes me bisexual is being with a transgender woman.
Okay.
That's
what makes
you bisexual.
Gay, period. That's it. I don't have anything
what
to say.
What makes me bisexual
is
liking transgender women. You hear what I'm saying?
Let me ask this question. How often, and I'm not being personal, but how often do you sleep with real women? Do you sleep with real women?
I got a girlfriend right now.
Okay.
Yes, she does know. Hold on. Yes, she does know. I've been with transgender women before. Now, would I lose it to a transgender woman? No. That's how strong it is.
Okay.
Bishop,
a lot of the questions that are coming across, and I'm getting ready to let him go here, so y'all just need to hold your questions off. Question is, why are you always in a gay chat 24/7, but you don't consider yourself gay?
I like to listen to the topics in the room. Then on top of that, I mean, I don't want to really get on the Milan Christopher thing because I think he's just a fraud and a phony, and he's just a total joke, honestly. I think he's just trying to
do things.
Okay,
we're not going to get on that topic.
We're not going to get on it, so please don't bring him up.
Why am I – hold on. Because the simple fact is that I used to dance – you got to remember, I used to be an exotic male dancer for the gay community and still am. I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. I ain't danced in a long time. I'll be in Richmond, Virginia at one of the Miss Black America prelims, and that's next week. And I'll be dancing for the first time in a long time. So, I mean, I respect the gay community, and I uphold the gay community. Even uphold it in the straight groups and heterosexual groups I'm in. So that's my purpose. My purpose is to keep on knowing what the topics I'm bisexual, but I'm saying that's what makes me bisexual. You know, that like I used to dance, I like transgender. But the thing is, to get a feedback of what I can say is other groups that talk about topics like this.
Okay, Bishop, we're going to have to come back to you. I'm sorry. I have a couple of people that are pressing one. Erica wants to come back on. Bishop, I have a question for you, though. I want you to think about it when I do come back to you. The question is that you like to get fucked in the ass, but yet you play with girls. How are you not gay? So think about that when we come back to you, but, you know, don't read when you come back. Erica, you're back on the air.
I was going to say, hand Bishop my number up until then, honey. Jeez. Bishop give you tough crap. Jeez. But I just want to say I'm loving this topic. I actually have an opinion on the situation. I'm one of those type of girls, you know, I'm one of them crazy type trainees to the point where I think that guys are not gay when they mess with me, but they're gay if they mess with a male. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where that comes from. You know, I guess it's just me being thinking I'm the ultimate fish or what have you, but that's just how I feel. The guy's not gay if they mess with me, but they are gay if they mess with a male.
I think most realness girls feel that way.
And so I agree with you. That's just how it is.
It's like I like a piece of trade that will mess with a boy, like that will absolutely turn my stomach. Like I would delete you, block you, erase your number, have nothing else to say to you. Like I just don't, like, to me that makes you gay. And I just know no matter what me and you do in the bed, you a freak to me. But when you mess with a boy like that, just makes you gay to me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put you back on hold, Erica. Thank you. Let me get to some of these calls. The first one, I think it's the one from the chat room, someone from either Skype or on the computer. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. I joined the conversation late, but after listening to Bishop, what really strikes me about this is that it just seems to be a lot of unnecessary judgment for no reason. I can't speak to what it's like to have sex with a dude and have him say, am I still straight? Because when it's happened to me, I just sold them straight to the door. Like, I don't have time for your own self-hatred or how you want to define yourself. That's not my responsibility. But when I came out, I always felt like I was coming out to be a part of a community, to participate in that community however I go there. And to hear your previous caller, Bishop, sit and say, I don't claim myself as gay, but this is how I, you know, girl, why? What's the point of it? What is it that you get from the situation if you can't stand on your own two feet and say, this is my truth, I represent it without fear of consequences? It seems that a lot of people talk a really good game, and they're still the 12-year-old boy afraid to claim who they really are as a man.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We all got our we all have our difference of opinion, though, when it comes to,
sure,
you know, and I'm not trying to say this to be funny. I know that a lot of homosexual people, you know, transgenders or whatever, feel like if a man is, you know, messing with another man, he's gay. But what happens when, you know, it touches somebody in your family or, you know, something like that? You know, do you have the same debate with them, or do you go with that term live and let live? You know, people are so hypocritical about, you know, certain things. Just like I said last night, there are people mentally who don't believe that they're gay, messing with transgender women. I mean,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it kills me how some of us, and I'm going to include myself, how some of us have the audacity to say, oh, well, it's gay, and so and so. And I don't mean anybody on this line or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, with the whole thing about being gay or being transgender or seeing women as women and not being gay, you know, people live their lives how they want to live their lives. I have several opinions on how people live their life, but it doesn't stop them how they live it. I mean, like, if the people don't think that they're gay, they don't think that they're gay. We know or we feel that they're gay, so that's just, you know, that's just them. But at the end of the day, like, why even keep having the same argument between, you know, what one man thinks mentally and what you think about what one man thinks mentally? That just it's going to be a never-ending battle because you're not going to change his thoughts.
And then ultimately, what situation are you creating? Is it a community of inclusion or isn't it? What would make someone want to
throw at the same time, with us being a community, we still all have our own, you know, same, you know, different states of mind. So, you know, everything that Jasmine agrees with, Kelly doesn't agree with, and everything I agree with, Jason and Michi doesn't agree with, we all have different opinions. So at the end of the day, you know, you have to have your own mental strong stability in this community and in the world, period. And if you don't, you will become a follower, and then you will start following what other people think about other people.
But what's to be gained from living one life in front of one person and claiming another life when the door closes? What's to be gained from that behavior? Can it happen? Do people live their life all the time that way? Sure. Is it on me to necessarily judge them? No, because the skeletons in my closet could tell you a story. But ultimately, when you think of someone in that situation, you have to ask yourself, what am I getting out of putting myself in this situation? Meaning, my opinion. If someone in my family was dating some dude that I knew was a closet queen, my motivation would be instantly to tell my family member, what are you doing dating that woman in disguise?
Oh.
But let me ask you a question. When your girlfriend is dating a married your girlfriend is dating a married man and you know the wife, do you tell the wife that your girlfriend is dating her married husband?
No, no. I'll answer your question very fairly. What if somebody I know is dating a married man and I happen to know the wife of the married man, everybody involved I take a big step backwards from. Because that's the kind of pathological shit that I can't deal with it. I graduated high school in 1990. You know, like, I'm old. I'm not old, but I think you can see the year of my birth on my call. So I'm not a young girl anymore, even.
Right.
So I keep my opinion out of that. But to finish my point, yeah, like, I want to tell my family member you're dating a woman, but I can't do it because it's not on me to put my position out there for someone else. If that's how you get up in the morning, if that's how you come to your truth, who am I to sit there and say, I know you're a homosexual. Really? What's going to happen for me? What's going to change? Are my pumps going to go from 4 inches to 5? No, I wear flats. My shit is always going to be the same.
Okay, well, Corey, thank you so much for enlightening us. I mean, that was really deep, and I really appreciate you hitting us up. I wish we had more callers like that. Keisha, you're back on the air. Keisha.
Walk outside the club, girl.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Keisha. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, Granny.
Granny.
And yeah, I want to start off by saying I want to apologize for all y'all parents for smoking crack when y'all was in the room. I got some crazy motherfuckers up on him.
Well, Granny, my mother.
Lad, I done lived a long time. And if you getting some peen up in your man pussy, you's a homo. I don't give a fuck about this shit that you twisting around or what have you. Baby, I'm from the old school. And we gonna live natural in this motherfucker. And then we got a lot of niggas in drag, playing in drag, talking about you a woman. You ain't no damn woman if you sticking your peen up in some nigga's ass. I don't give a fuck what you put out. That girl just said it earlier. She do it for attention and all that and the other. You motherfuckers got shit twisted. Transgenders are born. It ain't no shit that you just think you gonna become and then you go up because you want attention.
Ooh.
Now that's what Granny got to say, and you can go put me back on mute.
Well, I don't know about the first one, but I do agree with what she said the second one. Y'all need to stop perpetrating a fraud, honey. Oh, yeah. 443-691, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello, Nick.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good.
We're doing fine, Nick. How are you?
Yeah. My question I want to say is that from what I'm hearing, it sounds like that you guys were saying transgender women should classify themselves as gay.
No, we definitely didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Because I came in late, so that's why that's what I got from like the last gist of it. I was wondering.
No,
what
we were asking a caller, did she consider herself gay considering that she was a transgender?
Oh, okay. And hopefully she said no.
She says she does because she does not want to be a woman. She does not want to be a real woman. That's what she said.
Well, see, yeah, I have a
I'm sorry.
I was going to say I have a problem when transgender women, a true transgender woman, classify herself as a gay person. It's like you are a transgender woman, so you should classify yourself as a transgender woman or a heterosexual female. I mean,
caller, you asked for her, so she's back. Caller, you're back on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. No, what I was saying is, you know, I haven't had the full surgery. I don't want the full surgery.
And I consider myself as gay because I haven't had the full surgery, regardless of what between my legs. If I still got a dick down there, I'm a man regardless. I don't care if I have titties, ass, or whatever. And like I said, if you mess with transgender men, whatever, I still consider you gay because society considers you gay, and you're gay. It don't matter how you put it or sugarcoat it. You're gay, you're gay. It don't matter how you look, whatever. You're gay.
Can I ask you, do you feel like a woman every day, and is that why you're doing it, because you always felt like you were in the wrong body?
No, when I was growing up, I always felt like I was in the wrong body. But, you know, as growing up, you know, you look at things and, you know, you see other things. You know, I at one point thought I was going to get the sex change or whatever, but I'm like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to go that far. And I like looking like a woman. I like, you know, the tension of being, you know, of looking like a woman and all that stuff, but I don't think I would ever become a full woman.
Right, and that's fine. I'm asking you, even though you still have your penis, that's fine if you transgender women can be transgender women forever and keep their penis, but still identify as a woman or a transgender woman. I'm saying when you identify as gay, it put a different meaning on it to me.
I mean, yeah,
right.
If you put it like that. I mean,
why,
like.
Can I ask a question? Why does it put a different spin on it, considering that we have lesbian women? Lesbian women consider themselves as gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Lesbian consider themselves as gay because gay people like the same sex, you know?
Right.
I mean, but that's the whole thing. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? If you like the same sex, in my opinion, you know, I don't know how everybody else think or what, how they think. In my opinion, I still consider you're gay. If you was born a male, it don't matter how you transform your body. If you make your body, you could be the cunnest thing in the world. If you mess with another man and a man mess with you, you're gay. It don't matter. It don't matter how you look and how you put it.
It does matter.
You're still a man regardless. You cannot change your insides. You can't change that. You never will be a fully woman. It don't matter. I don't care how cut you are.
Yeah, aside the body part, from aside the pain, it matters because transgendered are and mentally they are in the wrong body, so they see themselves as the opposite sex as they were born as. Now, lesbian and gay men, they are attracted to the same sex because I'm gay and I'm attracted to that man over there. But Naima would be a transgender woman. In her mind, she's a woman, but she's attracted to a man over there. That's the difference.
That's not true.
It's just a label people put on things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just a label people put on things about transgender and you have versatile transsexuals out here. You have bottom transsexuals out here. Okay, it's girls out here that say, like, transsexuals, they say they are tops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the way you put it, you're gay. Like, me and I would say, oh, I'm bisexual. There's no such thing as bisexual. It's just, you're just a man that like women. You're a gay man that like women.
Why can't it be
bisexual?
Okay. Caller, I want to say thank you for 336. Thank you for that. And Nick, thank you for calling. And
Jasmine,
that turned into the battle of the sexes, honey.
I definitely agree with the caller, though, honestly, to be honest with you. Because if they go to the femme queen, I definitely agree with her. Because if you go to the hospital, honey, and they do your blood work, honey, and you're a femme queen or whatever, it's going to show up as male. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with Nick because you
can. I mean, at the end of the day, with the mental part, and as a community, or even as just people out in the world that are not in our community, we still look at a lot of them as women until they try it, or until they get the fierce with one of us, and then they're men, and then they're this, and then they're that. You know, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's so hypocritical because we're on their side. She looks con, and I'll walk the streets with
mm-hmm.
her, and so and so and
mm-hmm.
so and so. As soon as she does or says something that goes against the grain or calls you a fag, she's a man, and she looks hard, and all this stuff. Like, it's just it's just backwards and forwards with this whole, you know, transgender slash gay thing. At the end of the day, I agree with the caller about, you know, transgender still being gay. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
As a community, a lot of us don't respect them as women, and some of them are actually the wrong body.
But a lot
women.
Of them don't respect
not
themselves.
All about to get fucking red if y'all don't stop that bullshit.
Jasmine, you have an issue with what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Y'all need to stop.
Ah.
Y'all just need to stop. Y'all do not want me to say. Y'all need to just stop. We need to stop because I'm just going to sit here and just get heated. 410-644, you're on the air.
That's not Oh,
I had hung up by mistake, but I'm there.
I'm sorry,
Naima. Hold on a second before we get to that. 347-278, you're on the air.
What up? I just wanted to know if you say you was like a transgender and you was born in the wrong body, but you never get the surgery to cut your stuff off and you have breasts. I mean, is that the body you felt you were supposed to have? Have, you know, female, half male, or are you ever happy with that combination? Like, you say you was, I guess, not born in the right body, so you wanted to be a female. But if you never go all the way female, are you ever really happy? And is that the body, or is that the body you intended to have, or you feel more happy with having half male and half female parts?
Naima?
Question, because I can't answer those questions.
Well, I mean, with me, I never felt like I was born in the wrong body. I just felt like I was cunt. I was always a feminine boy, a cunny boy, or whatever like that. And I was, you know, but I felt incomplete. Like I felt like, I can't stand these men's clothes that I be having on, that I be wearing. And it's just something that when I started getting dragged and I started getting the hair, the you know, the makeup, the eyelashes, you know, the whole bit and everything like that, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, this feels right. Even to this day, like, only thing of a male that I put on would be like maybe a wife beater or a sneaker or something like that. But other than that, I don't even like, I can't stand any type of male clothes, any type of male anything. But I feel like I'm complete. Like, I don't want a sex change. I don't have a desire for a sex change. I feel like I'm complete because it makes me unique. And the reason why I don't want a sex change is because I see how, quote, unquote, the straight men, or claim to be straight, I see how they treat straight women. So why would I want to go get a coochie and blend in with the next bitch? And plus, I know my limitations. I feel like I'm real to a point, but I don't want to be the girl next door or blend into society. And God forbid I get a botched up coochie and I'll get with a motherfucker boy, never telling him my tea. And he'd be like, wait a minute. You know, something ain't right here where he's like that. No, it was never type. I feel like I'm whole. I feel like I'm complete now with my titties and my dick, and I pay it.
Kelly, where do you see this all going?
Oh my God!
I don't see it going anywhere because I'm a lesbian. Girl, you know, I'm just from reading this whole topic. I don't get into all of that, honey.
You know, and Naima spoke about where she was a cunty boy mistake. Somebody said she's still a cunty boy.
Oh no!
But I was a cunty boy and I was a bottom then, and then I became a new creature in Christ. It became, you know.
You know what? I'm hanging up. Good night, y'all. I will talk to y'all next week.
All right. Before we go, when I say this went left.
Tiffany, what's your question? Wait a minute. Tiffany says she has a question.
Hold on,
Tiffany.
Yeah. Hold on, Jason.
Okay.
Before we go any further, I do have, and I want to make this serious, I do have questions for this next individual. So I don't want everybody attacking her and kikiing with her and all the rest of that stuff, because I do have some questions about tonight's topic and some of her feelings in reference to this. I know she's a part of Tuesday Night Cast, and she is the key, but
but I do have some serious stuff for her, and I know she has a question as well. So, Tiffany, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Tiffany.
How are you?
Fine. Oh, my God. Jasmine, you put me on the spot every time I call your show. Everyone, I just want to ask a question. I got some questions for Tiffany.
I do have questions for you. Now, before I ask you my little, you know, rundown, that's why I tagged you into tonight's topic, go ahead and ask your question, and then I'm going to hit you up. You know, then I'm going to start drilling you.
So my question was just, I came in, I was late calling in, but I came in on Bishop giving a rundown about that he's, you know, he's bisexual. So my question was, he stated that he's bisexual because he sleeps with biological women, but he also sleeps with, you know, femme queens, you know, transgender women. That makes him bisexual. My question is, if his idea of being bisexual is sleeping with real women and transgender women, was he not gay when he was doing the gay wrestling porn? That was with men. There was not any transgender women in the picture. So that make him, I'm confused.
Okay. We can go to with Bishop about that. But I think what people need to really do when it comes to some of these topics is kind of put down the whole stereotype of what we all label everybody as and look at the lifestyle itself. And people's life itself. In so many words, Bishop has shared with us his lifestyle. I wish more people would be like Bishop and share, because I know that there's a lot of people out there that can share. But people have to really listen to what Bishop is saying, and I can go into that a little later. But when he said as far as the whole turning out, as far as him being a hustler, as far as him surviving, there are people out there that will do anything to survive. Anything for the dollar. And because they're doing that for the dollar, what does that make them? Are you going to label them because they're a hustler? You know, their hustle may not have to do with their true emotion because they are a hustler. So this is what you have to look at it as. Now, let's put our personal feelings away for Bishop and look at the life itself. Hustling, surviving, how are you going to put food on the table? How are you going to dress? How are you going to survive? What does that really make you by doing these things? Because just as bad as Bishop is, I can read 80% of you motherfucking trannies that are out there. And I say trannies in a way of not my true sisters, but the ones that are instant microwavable trannies, the ones that were just butch queens, walking schoolboy realness, walking sex siren, and a year later they have titties and all the rest of that stuff, and they're running around being called femme queens. You're not a femme queen. You're not a woman. You're not a part of this life. You're only doing it because of the hustle. You're only doing it because of the money that you're making laying up with these men. Does that make you a real woman? What does that make you? So, you know, we got to look at the life itself, the hustle itself, and what happened as far as turning people out. I can say a big story about turning people out a million times. There are so many boys that come into this life because of their hustle. They're kicked out of the house. They don't know what to do. They see a nice queen, a beautiful tranny that's going to sit here and do so much for them. And then they pull them in and turn them out. And then the tranny has a million sisters and girlfriends, and now the boy is being passed on like a motherfucking washcloth all over the place. And he's with this tranny and that tranny and that tranny because he got a big dick or he got this and that. And next thing you know, the boy is just turned out inside out. That's also what Bishop is kind of talking about a little bit. Not saying that that happened to him, but just saying in general as far as people turning you out. This is what happens. We know this. This is why the girls sleep in so many circles and there's so many diseases and stuff out there, because that's what the girls do. They steal fresh piece of meat. I had them first. And, you know, like the caller said earlier, oh, they had the piece of tray, and now the tray is with the next girl. So then the next girl said, oh, don't go with that girl because she got AIDS and all the rest of this stuff, and now he got AIDS. I mean, it's just so much stuff with these people being turned out. So it's a lot that we need to really look into, and it's a more deeper situation, and I know I'm talking, and some of y'all are probably saying, what is she talking about? But half of y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and it's the truth. I have a question in reference to the topic. You as a real female, but yet a part of this lifestyle, have you ever met with a guy that was bisexual?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. How is that possible for a lot of people on the line to say it when they've already considered people not? They've already said that they don't consider a bisexuality, period. They don't even look at it as bisexual. So if they answer that question, they're a liar.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm confused. What's the question? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people on here just said they don't think that there's a such thing as bisexuality. So if they answer this question, then they're a liar.
Oh, in their mind.
They're a liar, period. But in their mind, maybe they don't feel like bisexuality is true, which is fine. You know, I'm not questioning that. But how can you answer the question if you don't believe in bisexuality?
Okay. Well, Tiffany, do you believe in bisexuality?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, you've been with guys who are into you, but they also mess with other guys. Have you been
I've never personally been with a man who I've never messed with a man personally who sleeps with women and then has slept with a man before. Now, I have messed with a man who slept with me and have slept with a femme queen before. Yes, I have did that now.
Okay. Now, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, the guy that messed with other femme queens that has messed with you, do you consider him gay?
Do I consider him gay? I don't know if I would consider him gay. I consider him bisexual.
You do consider him bisexual. So you, as a real female, do believe
Jasmine,
that if a guy...
Stop saying that now. We're talking serious people.
Do you believe that if a guy messes with a female, as with a transgender, do you feel that he is gay or bisexual?
Okay, do I feel if the man messes with a transgender woman, is he bisexual or is he gay? That's what you're asking me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that he is, I mean, I don't know, do he mess with men? Do he mess with women? I mean,
look,
it's hard.
He messes with transgenders.
Well, I would consider him bisexual then, I guess. No, because if he only mess with transgender women, right? If he doesn't mess with biological women, if he doesn't mess with, men, butch queens, whatever. He doesn't mess with men, but he only mess with transgender women. If the transgender woman is slaying him, he's gay. If the transgender woman is not doing anything, then I don't consider him gay. I consider him... bisexual.
And this is coming from the perspective of a real woman. So that's something to think about, you know. Do you guys agree with what Tiffany is saying?
No.
Martin,
do you think
no,
it's a real woman?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, sis. I love you, but I don't agree with that.
No, it's no shade. Okay.
Do you believe that?
I got a ball coming up.
Get off this line.
John, do you agree with it?
You know what? I would say that I do because I've been in like a threesome or whatever. It was a femme queen. It was myself and a dude. So, you know, it was just like he was a top and he was married and stuff like that. And, you know, he wasn't getting slayed or nothing like that. So there are some men who just like to screw. You know what I'm saying? It happens. It's, you know what I'm saying? But
Wait.
Because, wait a minute, Mark, let me say this to Jasmine. This is why I come to this conclusion. I feel like this. Any man that is supposed to be straight, supposed to be a heterosexual man that has a woman at home, a biological woman, if he messes with a transgender woman, right, whether it be on the side or whether even if he just likes transgender women, I feel that he is some form of, you know, gay because, yes, he likes the illusion of a woman, right? But if it was just that he wanted to be with a woman, he would be with a woman. It's something else that he likes besides the illusion. You understand what I'm saying? Because she has something extra. You feel what I'm saying? Because if it was just he liked women and he liked the look of a woman, he would be with a woman. Because I'm like, what would be the difference between her and me? Only difference is, you know, she has something and I don't have it. So that would be why he would be gay in my eyes, because you see what I'm saying?
I understand
what you're saying.
But we just had
more. You feel like you don't agree. What are you trying to say? What do you feel?
I feel like we just had a whole conversation for 10 minutes, Sean, and a few other people felt like, you know, if you mess with a man, if you mess with another man or you mess with a transgender, then you're just plain out gay. But now it's like, you know, oh, well, it's okay because, you know, it's like a gay guy and another transgender or just, you know, a transgender period that looks like a woman. So I can kind of agree with Tiffany. No, that's not the way it is. If you're messing with a man, if you consider them gay, then they're gay. If they're messing with a transgender and you consider them gay, then they're still gay. This is what I was saying 5 minutes ago. We put ourselves in these situations or family members or girlfriends, and then the whole thing just changes. That's not how it works. It's either they're gay or they're not.
You're right, Mark. I would say that. You're absolutely right.
Like we had a conversation last night about people, you know, Jason said he thinks it's disgusting how people call other people's statuses out about their HIV or whatever. You know, I cannot exclude myself out of the situation of saying, oh, yeah, I don't think that that's right, or I don't think it's right that this person called this person's grandmother. Yes, I've done it. Yes, I would do it. Do I think it's wrong at that point? Maybe, but I still consider myself a part of that pack. So you just can't go around saying, not you, Sean, but people, you know, we have a tendency to say, no, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. And then as soon as one of our girlfriends or family members come into play, it's, oh, I don't know about that one. Girl, please.
Yeah, no, I understand. I definitely understand what you're saying. You know, it's just, let me just tell the truth or whatever. You know, I sort of backtracked or whatever. I'm sitting up here online, you know, playing around and, you know, so. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I definitely agree with what you're saying, Mark, you know, because basically at the end of the day, we're both men. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah, you're right. Right, you can't argue with that.
Okay.
I mean, this whole topic can be sort of confusing, you know. And
I do agree with the topic being very confusing. I do personally. This is my thing. Tiffany, I got you there. Right now, my internet and everything is actually acting really funny, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I'm still here on the line, so I can't really go to any callers or anything like that, but we really don't have anybody except the original caller. So as I figure out what's going on with my internet, we're just going to sit here and talk.
Is Tiffany really a woman?
Who asked that question?
Me too.
Is Tiffany really caught?
Wait a minute. This is what I want to say to Jasmine. This is a little off topic, real quick, right?
Oh, Lord.
This is what I want to say. You always trying to dispel my truth, like my feelings, my truth, right? I feel like this, right? Just like femme queens or whatever feel like they feel and they believe that they are a woman. You understand what I'm saying? You go by what you feel. I feel and I live my life as a transsexual woman. I don't understand why you always don't let me live my truth. This is my truth, Jasmine.
The reason why I'm going to say that, and it's no shame towards you, Tiffany. You know, it's all out of love. But this is the reason why I say it is because of this. The process in being a true transgender woman, as well as sex change, is not no laughing matter. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing or anything, but I'm saying it's for everybody. The process is a life changer. It is something that takes a toll on you. It is something that not only changes your life. It's something I can't even compare it. It's mentally, it's physically, it's emotionally, it's spiritually. For you to go from one thing to another, that process alone is not something that happens overnight. It has to be something from within. And for so many years, you fight from within to release it the way you have to enhance it, the way you have to believe in it, the criticism, the pain that comes along with it, the struggles that you deal with it. It is not something that is joked about. It is not something that should be portrayed or perpetrated. It is a process. When I sit here and I listen to some of you people, I'm not going to sit here and read, because everyone has a right to believe what they want to believe. Everyone has a right to feel what they want to feel. It's just like with religion. It's just like with beliefs. It's just like with anything that we do or we practice. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I only can speak for myself and from what I know I went through in my lifetime. So when people sit here and say, if you're a transgender woman or so forth and so on, you're gay, fuck you. That is not true. That's not true in my eyes. Because you cannot sit here and tell me, after everything that I went through in this life, that I'm gay. That is not impossible. That is not who I am. So I know who I am from within inside. We have this old saying that we're a woman trapped in a man's body, so forth and so on. You know, today was a very hard day for me, and I was going through a lot, and I actually contacted my stepmother, who I haven't talked to in years, because I don't even acknowledge my own father. And because I contacted her, and I spoke with her, and she's a minister, that I've known ever since I was a child is her and the church. I had a very long 2-hour talk with her, and that conversation was very, very good. And even the conversation with her, talking about the sexuality, the lifestyle itself, I even felt good based on her words and what she was saying about this, from what we believe is happening from within. So what I'm saying here is, and I think we lost Tiffany, but I think you're back. Hold on, and I hope can bring. Oh, you know, okay, you're there. What I'm saying to you, Tiffany, is because it's such a process, and even with, you know, with transgender men, because it's such a process, when we sit here and we have someone that just comes and says, I'm a tranny or I'm a transsexual, you didn't go through what we went through. So how can you say that? And I'm not saying it again in a negative way towards you, because I love you and I appreciate you and I understand what you're saying inside, because, again, it should all come from within. If this is how you truly feel inside, and it's not all about your sexuality or your lifestyle, it's what makes you comfortable. If you're comfortable being a man, but yet you practice the art of being a woman, then that's who you are. Whoever you are, just be happy with you, who you are, and stop accepting the labels. We need to stop labeling, and I think that's the most horrible thing is when you label someone. That is where the problem lies. So, again, Tiffany, when I say that to you, it's not in a negative way, but it's just because I know how hard it is. I know the struggle, you know, and the life and the torment that I had to go through in my life. And for someone to just come from the side that has had it all and didn't have to go through what I went through or the next person has gone through, to sit here and say that you can stand next to me and call yourself the same or whatever, no. And again, that goes for the microwavable ones as well. You sit here and call yourself a woman or a tranny or whatever, whatever. You didn't go through this. You just wanted to do this because you wanted to play in drag or because you did it for a category or you did it for money. You didn't do it because it was something from within your heart, from within yourself, from something that you believed in. Every time you looked in the mirror and you seen parts of your body that it disgusted you, or every time you had to pick up a razor and shave, you hated it, or every time, all the things that you had to go through, or when someone called you a man, or when they kept acknowledging you as sir, how it hurt you inside because that's not what you felt. That's how deep it gets with this lifestyle. So that's just something that people need to think about and talk about and understand. So that's where I'm at. Again, that's just Jasmine's opinion. All of y'all could just be sucking your teeth right now, rolling your eyes, because that's just me. That's my opinion. Y'all all can sit here and say, I'm gay. I'm a fag. Y'all can all call me whatever you want, but I know what I am. Kelly knows how I feel. Kelly even gets on me about certain things. Kelly has so much respect for me when she's around me that she don't even talk about certain things around me, or she doesn't act a certain way around me. I have that respect from so many people, and why would they do that? Because they know how I am. They know how I feel, and that means that they have. I've learned to respect myself so much that they respect me. When you can get that in your life, then you have truly become what you feel that you were meant to be, and that's what I feel about that whole thing. Y'all can like it or not, take it or leave it, but that's where it goes.
Well, I
personally don't look at transgender women as fags. I mean, as gay men or gay period. I mean, not to say gay period, but I don't look at them. I would never come out and say, you're gay too. You know what I mean? Like, I look at them as women. So, I mean, regardless of how raunchy you sound or how ridiculous you come off, I mean, a lot of times I still look at you as a woman because of the like you said, Jasmine, experience that y'all have gone through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the first thing, like you say, a fag will say or someone gay will say, as soon as an argument starts up and all that stuff is, oh, yeah, you're still a man. It's like, queens are so fancy. They always try to go for the Jesus thing. You're still the man, or you are sick, you have AIDS. That's just always something. To me, that's just so petty when some people say that. I just think a lot of people are just so angry within themselves and so uncomfortable within themselves. It's just really sad. One thing I will say, and again, with Tiffany, I understand you and everything. There's a lot of people who just aren't comfortable within their own lifestyle or the way they were brought up and stuff, and they go through the change or they go through the life of change because they're just not happy. I mean, we can even say that with race. There's so many white people who act like black people who act like white people, vice versa. We have gays who don't feel comfortable with gays, or you have gays who don't even like to be around gays. Transgenders who don't even like to be around transgenders. So even with Tiffany may say, I'm just too fab, I'm just too diva just to be a regular woman, not your everyday woman. I'm just fab, I'm just a diva, and most divas are who? The transgender community. So I can respect what Tiffany is saying as well. So again, I don't knock you for it, but that's the only reason why I debated with you.
I understand that you probably have went through more than me or whatever the case might be. And yes, I have always felt like I just have a little bit more. But I mean, we're not so much different. I mean, Jasmine, there's probably some things you've experienced, I've experienced. I mean, I took premiums. I take shots. I know how it feels to be coming down and you got mood swings and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I have been all over the place, honey, with this. So, yes, honey.
But Tiffany, all of that kind of stuff.
You took moans.
Never.
Yes, Tiffany, I take hormones.
Why would you do that?
Why do you think hormones are made, Michi? They're not made for transgender. They're made for real women.
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
That's what's wrong with you.
I don't need them, but I'm just saying.
But oh, Tiffany, you were never born a man. You never had to deal with them.
Well, okay, I'm hanging up now because I can't take it no more. Like, this is just too much. No, I'm serious. Like,
I mean,
when
we were talking about bisexuals and NGO brothers, and now we're talking about life and stuff. Okay, bottom line is this. Everybody, thank you for the topic and thank you for all that. Yeah, this show really just gets deep from time to time, I swear. But I want to touch up on a couple of other things. First, I want to say to everybody that's listening again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and nobody should judge you based on your own opinion. You know, that's how I truly feel about this. You know, if people feel a certain way, people should not be angry based on that. People shouldn't judge you or call you out of character because that's how you feel. You can't change that. So no one should be really getting mad about this because we really don't have the answers. You know, we can't go based on what we see, what we believe, or anything. That's just how it is. Each is own, each person is different. You know what I'm saying? That's just what how I look at it. So my opinion is when it comes to bisexual and DL guys, do what you do. Do what makes you happy. And, you know, just live your life and protect yourself. You know, people get hurt by any action. You know, I think I've said it before. Even if you're in a gay relationship, a transgender gay relationship, transgender. I mean, there's so many relationships that we sit here and we talk about. You know, one I was surprised in the past 2 weeks and nobody talked about when a transgender is messing with a butch or a trans man. What do you consider that? Do you consider that straight? Do you consider
we're
that
not
gay?
Kelly can answer that
We're not going to sit here and talk about my relationship on this radio show.
We can definitely talk about that.
Okay, but we're not going to do that right now. But my point is that there are so many different relationships out there that how can we sit here and point the finger at one or label one? There are so many different types of things. I just think bottom line is you need to love and respect whoever you're with. If you're sitting here and you have a girlfriend at home but you're out there cheating, be it with another man, a transgender, or even another woman, stop fucking cheating. That's the bottom line. You know, it doesn't matter who you're with and you're labeled. It just needs to stop. Find one person. I'm all over Facebook, on my timeline, there's so much stuff about all these diseases, all these superbugs, all this meningitis, all these STDs, everything. But people act like they're superheroes and it's not going to happen to them, but yet it is. And that's what we need to focus on and worry about. Find somebody and stick to them or just be fucking single or do something. But just cut your shit out. Like, really, that's just how I look at it. And the sad part about it is when you do have somebody that you love, that you care about, that you're always there with, that you will do anything for them, but that person is out there doing these things because they feel that this is what they need to do or they want to do or they have to do or whatever, then that's bad on their part. And what can you can't do nothing. Again, when it comes to gay, straight, bisexual, bottom line is you're just opening a can of worms that eventually are going to all crawl out and they're going to get you. So, that's something that you have to deal with on your own. People need to work. There's so many things to worry about in this life. We need to focus on the right things. Go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So would you agree that if you're bisexual, you should definitely live a single life?
I personally believe in so many years. I guess, being in relationships for so many years and stuff, I just truly believe that people should start being com- committed. And, you know, because it's a dangerous world out there. You know, I everything I'm watching on news, I'm seeing all these people getting killed. There's people dying, people spreading so much stuff, people are hurting people. People are, you know, they living these lives of doing all this stuff with people you don't know from all these websites and all these apps and all the rest of this. All it's doing is putting you in so much danger. If you feel that you're bisexual, then you're playing a double life. Not only are you messing with a whole bunch of women and doing this and doing that, and there's women out there that are fucking crazy as well, you're doing with a whole bunch of men as well. And it's just sad. You see all this stuff spreading. You put yourself in so much danger. And it's just, I just believe that if you're going to do all that stuff, don't tear nobody down while you're doing it, because you're hurting the next person. And I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I would say I agree with you on that. I would say if you.
You know what I want to bring this to everyone's attention. How many people on this phone line? If it be, and we're talking about biological women, the majority of everyone in this line is, you know, they're black. How many of you guys on this phone, when you look at your family right now, you look at the older women in your family, be it your mother, your grandmother, your aunties, or whatever, how many of them are single or still married?
How many are single?
A lot of them are single. I know in my life, my grandmother was single before she passed. My current grandmother is still alive is single. My aunt was single. My mother was single. Everybody's pretty much single. And you look at these women, and when you know, of course, they're older, so they're not going to tell you everything that you've gone through. But that's because after a while, it just seems that men in general just cannot commit. For so long, it's just so hard. It's so much that happens with men in general, and it's not just the gay lifestyle, straight lifestyle, or whatever. It's just so much, and you have to ask, why am I single right now? I know so many women right now that are listening that are, you're single. Why are you single? And you can probably get on this line and tell us why you're single, because I got tired of my man doing this and doing that. And it wasn't just about him sleeping with other men, other women. It's a lot of things that people do. And that's when I said, if you're just going to do all that stuff, then live a single life. Because you're
I can honestly say, Jasmine, both my baby daddies, I'm not even really, like, you know, in a relationship, because they say I'm too gay. And that's the honest to God truth.
What?
Are you serious?
Jasmine, I hang out with a lot of straight men, and I know a few that have said that they just can't see themselves with the same pussy forever. You know, it's just, they just don't use it. After a while, it gets tired, it gets worn, it gets old, and they cut the very real. They just don't use it after a while.
But listen to what you just said. They said that they can't be with the same pussy for so long. It gets tired, it gets worn, da-da-da-da-da. But is life all about just pussy? Is life all about just ass? Is life all about just shit? There is so much more to a relationship and commitment than sex.
I totally agree with you. I'm not a cheating person as well. I've never cheated on anybody or whatever.
But that's what the problem is with society. That's why we have to get down low, brothers, because they can't commit. That's why we have the bisexual people, because they just can't find happiness in what they have in their partner or who they're with. They can't commit to it, so they feel that they have to do this. And then we use all these examples. That's because, you know, they were in a long relationship and they never had freedom, or they're just young, or this is just new to them, or they're new to the lifestyle, so they're just doing this and that. But yet, look at all the stuff that's out there. Why would you put yourself in that danger? And for the same people that are making excuses for them and going through all this and sitting there saying, oh, but it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, what happens when that person comes knocking on the door saying, oh, my God, I got this, oh, my God, I got that, because I couldn't keep my dick or my ass in my pants. You know, there's just so much. But there's another time, child.
Yeah,
it's 2 o'clock. Let me say something really quickly. Before I go get a little deep with this, because I'm about to get a little deep, I wish I had a glass of wine or something. Jason, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us really quickly?
Hello?
Jason?
Huh?
Yes.
What happened?
Jason over there getting a lap dance.
I put the phone down to pee.
Jason getting a lap dance.
I'm giving a lap dance.
You ain't hear his bell ring? That boy came in and gave him a lap dance.
Okay. Jason, did you have anything you wanted to share really quick before I went into the next thing really quickly before we talk about all that stuff?
I'm good.
Mark?
No, I think we pretty much touched on everything. You know, I mean, I just don't want anybody to think that I'm, you know, I know that I can be really opinionated sometimes, but at the end of the day, I want y'all all to know that I really don't give a flying fuck about your lives at the end of the day.
Shit.
Mark, you're gonna stop doing that, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Tiffany.
Oh,
my brother's being sincere.
Baby, do you see our girlfriend with all her new pieces that's out? Ooh, oh, you talking about Monique? You talking about Monique? Girl, yes, God, honey, I'm getting me some from Nigga. Yes, ma'am. Girl, yes, okay. Girl. Can I go down the line before y'all start talking? I'll put y'all private. Dawn? Yes. Anything you wanted to share really quickly?
No, not at the moment, no.
Okay. Michi?
I just really want to just say one thing that I've been trying to get out is the fact of people should learn to only respond. What you allow people to label you as is what you respond to, however it goes. What's the saying? It's a saying that you say pretty much, if what you respond to is pretty much what you're gonna allow people to see you as. So if someone's calling you this, that, and the third, and you're responding to this, and you're giving them attention based off of what they're saying or labeling you as, then that's what you will consider yourself to be. You have to know your own self-identity, walk in that, and live in that, and don't let nobody else take that from you. You identify yourself. You are you, and you can only make you who you will be and who you are.
Mhm. I agree with you. I agree, Naima.
No, I don't have really anything to say.
Okay, Kelly.
I just want to talk about these fucking 8 dresses that I need to fucking get.
Okay? Oh Lord.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Tiffany.
I need 8 dresses.
Yes. You have anything you wanted to share?
No. I don't know. What do you think, Jasmine? What do you think about me being single because I'm too gay? Should I just, I don't like butch queens. What should I do, Jasmine? Should I be, I'm not trying to be gay. This is just how I am. So when somebody says you're so gay, like, how do I be less gay? I don't know how to be, like, less than what I really am. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now are you asking me seriously or are you asking as a joke?
No, I'm asking seriously. Like, what do you think? I'm just being myself.
And that's what you should be, Tiffany. Bottom line is I think there's somebody out there for everybody. And you just need to be yourself. And if you can't find somebody or whatever, then so be it. Because the worst thing that you can do is sit here and keep being with a whole bunch of people and still not finding true happiness or true love or true commitment. I mean, that's just the worst thing. You know, it's the worst feeling. It's the worst thing. If a person can't accept you for what you like, what you practice, or how you are, you know, then that's on them. That's their loss. Because even though you may act gay or you're just happy or you practice all these things that you practice, you still may have a heart. You still may be the perfect person. You still may care about a person. You still may be that person that's there to guide them, to help them, to teach them, to be there for them, to give them a family, to give them a home. You have beautiful children to do certain things. And, you know, there's so many things, so many good qualities about yourself that if the next person can't see that within you or understand that, and they want to judge you based on some of your actions or some of the ways you act or talk or who you hang around or some of the things that you're into, then so be it. What can you do? You can't control that.
Yeah, because, like, mm-hmm. I get it from both sides. Like, okay, like, my children's fathers and stuff, they say, oh, you know, you're so gay. Like, oh, everything I talk, they can't understand me. They be like, when I tell them, you know, we get into it, me over there, I say, oh, you know, pay it. You a shenanigan anyway. You be like, bitch, speak English. What the fuck is you saying to me? Like, you too goddamn gay. I don't know what the fuck that means. And I know I do talk like that all the time. But that's like, like, sometimes, you know, I meet men, they be trying to get with me on Facebook and stuff, and they say things to me like, oh, you know, oh, I've seen the pictures of your kids or your children. I was like, yeah. And they be like, oh, well, now, you know, they never ask me, like, are you a femme queen, are you a real woman? You know, they might just spark up conversation. So, of course, I don't know if they, like, you know, tranny chasers or whatever. And then they be like, oh, is those your children? I'd be like, yeah. And they be like, oh, well, now you kind of scare me because that means you like to use your meat. And I'm like, what the fuck is really going on? It's like, I don't know what to do, Jasmine, girl. I'm just like in a rock and a hard place, girl. I mean, I am. I try to be a lesbian. That didn't work out because I like to get dicked down. I like to get penetrated. So I don't like all that licky, licky, licky. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to be sticky, sticky, sticky afterwards. You feel me? All that licking, I need some sticking. I know. You laughing like I'm laughing. Like, y'all laughing again, but I'm being so honest. Like, couldn't be a lesbian, you know, all that. I just need some sticking afterwards after that. So that didn't work out. So then, you know, I have messed with the Butch Queens, but I only mess with them, like, if it's a geek set, like, you know, geeked up, you know?
You, maybe, gotcha. Tiffany, maybe you need to just wait.
What
on
should
it,
I do?
Honey. No, you should just wait. It seems like you're just looking and looking and looking and looking, and you're looking in places.
This is YouTube.
Right, let them come to you. It's going to happen, child. And then you on all these websites and stuff like that, not saying anything is wrong with that, but if they asking you if you got a penis between your legs, then, honey, you need to get off that.
I think you're in the wrong place.
Oh, that's just crazy. I think that's just ridiculous. And then maybe there's something in you that you are attracting these certain kind of men, honey. Who knows? Who knows?
It's just crazy. I don't know. I feel like Cleo. Will I ever find love? I mean, I need to call.
I mean, if you, I don't know. To me, it just seems a little weird. If you're surrounded by a bunch of people, you know, that are gay or gay males or whatever, I mean, isn't that, like, more or less commonly where you would be looking? You know what I mean? Not you, Tiff, but I'm just saying, like, even in, you know, well, I'm not in the ballroom as much as I used to be, but, you know, even with me going to balls, like, I just keep my head straight. I don't turn my head. I don't look at dates. I don't look at sex siren kids. I don't look at anybody because I know that's not what I'm talking about. I don't want to date any ballroom people. So my main focus is to pay them no mind.
You can look and not want to date.
What?
You can look and not want to date.
I'm not saying it like that. I go with that attitude anyway. You know, there's a few people that I may hug and say what's up to, but in ballroom I've learned, bitch, you don't go tap a bitch on the shoulder and say hello because she'll turn around and look at you like you're crazy. So I've been stopped doing that years ago. So I just
so you don't go.
Besides
you don't
point.
Look at him with a lustful look, honey. You
I don't look
moving.
At him with any look, sweetie. But the point is. Thing about it is when I go there, you know, you would think that because at that point in time that I was so, you know, those are all the only people I were around were house members and other ballroom kids, other Vogue femmes, other grown-ups with a twist kids, you would have thought, you know, with me being in the scene around them so much that I would, you know, have a focus on being with those type of people, you know, ballroom people. Let me not say those type, ballroom people. So, therefore, you would think that the people that are there, you know, continuously and associate themselves with those type of people, that's what they're, you know, primarily looking at, not looking for, but just looking at. So, eventually, you know, those are the kind of people that you kind of look at and say, oh, well, he's kind of cute or she's kind of cute because those are the only people you really know.
You know, and I had to really reevaluate. Like, I did have to at one point take a step back, you know, and I was just living my wild and crazy binge lifestyle. because, to be completely honest, the best sex I have ever had in my life, I mean, literally made me feel like I was a size 2 instead of a 22, was from a bush queen. I mean, he literally, that's a whole nother show, honey. Like,
no, but he's at the
all right. Tiffany, stay the fuck away from my man, bitch. I already told you I'm going to cut you.
No, I'm serious. That was the best sex of my life.
I want to touch up on Mother's Day for a minute. And y'all making me lose my train of thought.
Oh, pertaining to Mother's Day or something?
Yeah. Naima, stay off the birdie's wall.
No.
You know what? Let me tell you something, okay? Stop trying it. And that's not the birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kelly thinks she's slick. We're going to talk about light skin. You want to bring him up?
Always talking about the light skin kid.
Yeah. You see how quiet she is over there? Okay.
If it ain't light, it ain't right.
Yeah.
Kelly!
All right, yeah. No. But Jasmine, before you get into Mother's Day, can I please talk about last night?
No. Can we talk about last night? After Mother's Day. Seriously.
Okay. Because he stayed here till 3:30 in the morning.
Oh Lord.
Oh
my God.
It was a mess. I really gagged, but we're going to talk about Mother's Day, but I really gagged, sister. I really did. And then I blocked him on Tag Miss Day, and he found me on Facebook and everything, y'all.
Oh, is that the one that was over your house last night, Kelly?
Jasmine's about to read all of y'all.
I'm not going to mute everybody, too.
No, don't mute everybody. Come on, let's talk about Mother's Day. And Naima, Chicago said stop trying it.
Chow. I'll get you later after we done this.
All right. Let me say this real quick about Mother's Day. Let me talk about the mothers and to all the mothers and all the rest of that stuff. Y'all done lost me, so now I'm going to talk to you. I didn't feel like bringing it up. Where do I go? I got a letter today. My computer's acting real funny, so I can't even access nothing right now. But I got a letter earlier today in reference to Mother's Day. And it was in reference to someone stating to me that they were listening to the show. You know, I get all this, I guess, fan mail, whatever. They love the shows, so forth and so on. And they also wanted to say, you know, they were tuning in tonight. They can't wait. They wanted to wish me a happy Mother's Day. They said they lost their mom a few months ago. And ever since they listened to the show, you know, everybody brings a special part of it. But sometimes when they talk to me, or when they hear me talking, it makes them feel sometimes like they're talking to them. I mean, you know, their mom is talking to them. That's not the first time people have brought that to my attention. And I'm glad that I'm able to, you know, just help people in whatever way I can when I speak or say things. Because I say things from my heart, and I say things from what I truly experienced in life. So I'm glad that people look at it that way. But, you know, I want people to realize that, you know, like with me myself, times like this are really hard on a person when they don't have their real mother around. What I want people to do is sometimes acknowledge the fact that you really have a mom out there and appreciate them. No matter what your mom is doing, you may have a mother that doesn't accept you. You may have a mother that maybe is doing things that you don't agree with. She may be on drugs. She may be an alcoholic. She may have a man in her life or married to someone that you, because you don't like that person, you hold it against her. She may be overprotective. She may be overbearing. She may be abusive, you know, in certain manners or whatever, but she's still your mother. A conversation I had earlier today with my stepmom, she kind of brought that to my attention based on, you know, a dream I had a few years ago when I got a warning in my dream, so forth and so on. And, you know, she used the example that sometimes when God talks to you, God will come to you sometimes in the image of something that you feel very secure in. And, she, you know, that message that came to me was in the security, I mean, it came in the message of my mother. And it kind of really opened my eyes up to a lot of stuff as well. I lost my mother years ago, but yet it's times like this, you know, weeks like this when you're watching the commercials, you're hearing about Mother's Day, and you don't have that mom. You know, me and my mother went through a lot in my life. And, you know, my mother was a drug addict. My mother was a thief. My mother was a prostitute. My mother was in and out of jail. My mother was in rehab. You know, she fought a lot with people. She fought with the family judged her. Bottom line is she still was my mother. And even with her and I going back and forth, and there was a lot of anger and name-calling and stuff of that nature, as I got older, I still respected her. And even when I used to call her up and hear her voice, it really soothed me, no matter what. No matter what I was going through, to call her up and hear that voice, it took the pain away of whatever I was going through. And I didn't even have to say I was going through something. She automatically knew. And now to this day, in all these years that she's been gone, I never will hear her voice again. I never will see her again. And I want people to appreciate who they have in their life right now. Because the day that comes when you don't have that person in your life is going to take a toll on you. Believe me when I say that. And you may say, oh, child, pay it. I can't stand my mother, da-da-da-da-da. But best believe that there's a part of you that does. And you need to take the time to appreciate what you have, why you have it. And I'm just saying that as far as mother goes, but I mean, there's so many ways in doing that. Appreciate the job, appreciate the relationship, appreciate what you have, why you have it, because when it's gone, then you're going to realize how much you missed it. But when I say this again about mothers, there's just a lot of you people out there that don't appreciate it, that don't acknowledge it, and that don't respect it. And I just want you to take the time, because there's people like me that don't have what you have. And I wish I had what you had. And if you don't want it, there's people like me that wish I had it, you know. So take the time to have what you have. Take the time this week to call your mother. Send her a card. You don't have to buy her a nice gift. Just call her, visit her, write her a message, do something, but take the time to acknowledge someone that was a part of your life since the day you were conceived. Take the time to acknowledge, because, again, when you don't have it, you're going to realize how much you're missing. So that's what I wanted to say about mothers. And Mother's Day. And as well as to the mothers that are out there, stand up and be a true mother to your children as well. Because sometimes the actions that you do is what causes your children to act and react and do what they do. So it's not like it's all on their fault as well. Because of some of the things that there are parents out there that do that cause this. And I'm not just speaking about biological parents, because a lot of people don't even have real families. So, you know, like with me, when I lost my mom, I never wanted to have a gay mom. I never wanted to have a play mom, a gay mom, a kiki mom, or any of those moms. Why? Because I was just so upset that my real mom was dead that I was never going to acknowledge anyone again, get close. And then all of a sudden, I knew them as well. So I just never wanted to put myself in that position. And that's why I never had a gay mom. But bottom line is, there's some gay moms out there, or play moms, or house moms, or whatever. Step up to the plate, because you never know what you are doing for these children. Stop stop doing the things that you do by using them, abusing them. You know, they're only there to steal for you. They're only there to pay your bills. They're only there to protect you. They're only there to do these things for you and whatever. Acknowledge them. If you're going to carry the title of a mother, be a true mother to your children. And that's gay children, real children. Be a true child. And whatever you do with your child, stop making excuses for your child. Oh, well, no, it's okay for him to disrespect me. It's okay for him to call me out of character. It's okay for him to do those things. Oh, he's just doing that. I can't stand that. And Kelly knows this. Kelly knows this 100% because I went back and forth with her millions of times. She has a million gay kids, but they're calling her out of character. She's always arguing with them and stuff. And I sit there and say, Kelly, I do look at you as a real mother. I do look at you. Kelly is very, very motherly. But yet her kids, or some of her kids, at times, were being very, very disrespectful. And that's something I just cannot stand. Stop allowing these kids or your kids to do the things. If you truly, truly care about your child, you will not allow your child to put themselves in danger or do things that will harm them, harm you, or disrespect you, or even disrespect themselves. So step up to the fucking plate and do your job. That's how I feel about that as well. And that's what I wanted to share about Mother's Day. And to Tiffany, to Kelly, to any of the mothers out there, to the parents that are listening, I love you down as well. Pepsi, Red Snapper, all the real, real biological mothers, Tiffany, all the real ones that went out there and raised children and gave birth to children, God bless you and happy Mother's Day to you. And to all the house members that sit here, not house members, but gay mothers out there that sit here and help these children, you know what they go through. You sit there and help them with everything from them being kicked out, abandoned, all the health issues, all the stuff. You guys step up to the plate. And you sit there and help these children. God bless you and happy Mother's Day to you as well. And that's what I wanted to say about Mother's Day. Now we can have fun.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, yeah,
I just
want
to I just want to tell Kelly stop trying to clock me. Okay. stay out of my business.
Naima, like for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all notice nope. She don't give me much because she know I know T.
I ain't worried about it. Light skin says to tell you to mind your fucking business.
You tell light skin, honey. I will call his name out on this show.
No, you will not.
Yeah. So you go back on mute.
You will not call his name out on the show. He's listening too.
Ciao. Anywho, I just wanted to say that for us about this day, you know, every single year, you know, I always give my mother a little gift, a little something, you know, because I love my mother. Anybody who knows me or who's close to me know that my mother is everything to me. You know, my mother's my world, and, you know, I've been definitely by my mother's side. I want to share something personal that a lot of people who are close to me may know, but other people who don't know. A couple of years ago, my mother had suffered three strokes, and she had it right in front of me. And this was like back, and I want to say back in 2002, maybe 2003, I think. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I was just like all over the place. I was a hoe. I wanted to be everywhere but the right place, you know. I was just doing me and paying it or whatever. And, you know, my mother went into the hospital. I would go see her back and forth and everything like that, but I dropped the ball on my mother. I didn't really take care of her. I really didn't look after her. I really didn't do the things that I was supposed to do. And it's been like a curse, almost like a thorn in my side ever since then. And, you know, my sister, who I don't get along with, was taking care of my mother at that time, somewhat taking care of my mother at that time, and she did a lot of fierce shit to her, but she, my mother would tell me, you know, years later, some of the things that my sister did to her, like didn't feed her, she would leave her in the house, and just other things that were so hurtful, and it just made me feel so guilty. So when my mother most recently, anybody who did not know, but I'm just sharing the story, she had suffered another stroke, and they found her here in the house in Baltimore alone. And it went, I didn't even leave her a week. And I rushed back because I had a discernment that something was wrong. She wasn't answering her phone and something was going on with her. And come to find out, she had a stroke. She fell out and she was passed out at the top of the stairs, getting ready to, on her way down the stairs. And that's when my uncle found her. But the reason why I'm so close to my mother and I'm so, like, wanting to be there because I feel like I dropped the ball on her before, and I made a promise to her this time that I would never leave her again. I would never, like, leave her bedside. I will always be there to take care of her, you know, even when the other family has, like, kind of turned their back on her, kind of dropped the ball on it and left me with everything. It's fine, you know, because I have a heart, and I don't look to be blessed. I just do it because I genuinely love my mother. And ever since me becoming transgendered or living my life as a woman, we've become even closer. You know, me being when I was a gay male, my mother, she dealt with it. You know, it was a little, you know, it was one thing with my sister being gay, and she thought she was a man, but that's another story. And, you know, it was one thing dealing with that, but then it's like her child, you know, her only baby or what have you, because I have other brothers and sisters, you know, I became gay. And, you know, it was something to deal with. But when I became transgender and I started living my life as a woman, it brought us closer. You know, the things that me and my mother do, my sisters didn't do with my mother, as far as, like, going shopping, as far as, you know, if it's wig shopping, if it's clothes, if it's pocketbooks, whatever it is, perfumes or whatever the case may be, we do that together. And we become even more close. And my mother just accepts me for me. And, you know, the one thing she did say to me, she said, I don't care what you do, as long as you don't get a sex change. And I told her I don't have no desire for it, so she ain't got to worry about that. But other than that, you know, it has definitely brought us closer, a respect factor and everything like that. And my, like I said, my mother is my world. As far as my father in my life, I really never was really close to him, and I don't deal with him. You know, I call him every now and then, you know. And I'm not being serious when I say this next line, but, you know, even if he would have dropped dead today or tomorrow or whatever, you know, I go to the funeral, give my coins, and then y'all go on about your business, because he never really treated me like, you know, a son or treated me like a child, you know, before. And even with me being the way that I am now, you know, he deals with it, but the other side of the family, they never treated me like family because they never knew about me until I was 12 years old. But that's a whole other story. But anyway, I just want to get that little story about my mom and why, what my mother means to me and, you know, stuff like that. Not trying to get all deep. Thank you.
Thank you, Naima. Okay, well, pretty much that's it. You know, that's just all I wanted to really say about Mother's Day and, you know, tonight's topic. And, again, thank you for everybody that's tuned in and everybody that's listening and still a part of the show. You know, just thank you to everybody. You know, I just always like to take time to appreciate, you know, let people know how much I appreciate them, you know, and how much I care. And, you know, just thank you. So, you know, now that we have 30 minutes left into the show, I already talked about American Idol earlier, so let's just hope for the best tomorrow. But tomorrow is scandal fucking night. Oh, my God, it's getting much, much better, much, much deeper.
Oh, my
God. I'm just going to ask the question really quickly, and I'm going to start from the top. Jason, who the hell do you think the mole is?
Sally.
Who?
Sally.
You think it's Sally. Mark, who do you think the mole is?
I think it's motherfucking Millie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Millie, too.
Michi, do you think it's Millie, too?
Millie is
Sean?
Real crafty. There's something about her.
Sean?
I would think it's the, yeah, I think it's the first lady. I think it's her. Mm-hmm. I think it's
okay.
Her, too.
She knew when the president was going to kill. She knew. She crappy.
She thinks it's Millie. Kelly, who do you think the mole is?
Naima.
You and Naima need to get a room or something. Not happy.
I'm texting light skin right now, honey. Yeah.
You can text him. You can text him. You can text him what you want.
Naima, who you think the mole is?
You know what, to really be honest with you, because I've been so consumed with other things, I haven't really, I watched it last week, I've been watching it, but I haven't really gotten into it. I couldn't tell you who it is. I could tell you the damn president for all I know, but I really don't know. I really got to catch up from a couple of weeks ago on it.
Tiffany?
I don't know. I'm so confused because I think it's Jake, but I know that Jake is not somebody. It's somebody over him. I mean, he got a boss, so I don't know who he working for. So I know he got something to do with the mole, but I just don't know yet how to pinpoint who I think it is because I don't know.
Okay, so touching up on what I read, and I'm sure some of you guys read it because it was in the room, in the scanning room and stuff like that. But what Ms. Shonda was saying was that it's not just about who the mole is, but it's also about who's been working with the mole. That's really where the gagger is. So it's not, it's like a conspiracy. Like, it's just, it's not just the main one who the mole is, but it's like who's the fucking team of the mole. And that's where, you know, it kind of draws the line at. We can say it's Sally, and it may be Sally or Millie, but who do y'all think is working with her or working with the mole? Who do y'all think that is? That's where Ms. Shonda is saying the true gagger is at.
He said stop
that's
trying.
Where I think they're going to...
Well, we know the one guy that's killing for Cyrus, that he's working with the mole because he got the stuff off the laptop.
It's a gagger. They're saying that, you know, even
it's
the...
It's a woman. They did say that it's a woman.
Yeah.
So they said it was a woman?
It's a woman.
The mole is the woman. Who's working with the mole is the woman.
The mole is a woman.
So could
it be? So could it be the one who works with Olivia, the... What's her name? The one that be working with what is her name? The young girl, the attorney or whatever.
Oh, Quinn.
She just came.
You think it's... Oh,
okay. Yeah, I think it might be Quinn.
No, because she doesn't have access to like get so close to the people like the CIA and stuff. Like whoever the mole is, it was really high up. Like. To get those documents, like the last guy committed suicide or over.
I think it's Hollis
and Millie, but I don't know, Sean. You might have hit the point because when she found out that Olivia turned to her, she has been on a crusade. No shame.
Yes, she has.
Well, and it is the season finale, and sometimes we do know that we do lose regular cast members. They're not signed up, you know, they don't come back or whatever. And it might be somebody on Olivia's team. One thing I was reading that somebody said, and it made me really think about it, is they definitely feel that it is Sally, but they also feel that it's David. You know, that, he kind of wormed his way into Olivia's team. He knows a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes. It may be Sally, and it's really David that's working with Sally. And all because maybe she's going to promise him that he can get back, you know, get his career back and things of that sort because he lost so much because of Olivia and her, you know, gladiators, and he probably blames them for it. So he's probably been secretly working against them. Do you guys think that sounds about right?
Yeah. That could be a possibility.
Oh, you're talking about the David?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that that's a possibility as well. But I don't know. I'm just so convinced about Millie. Cyrus is up in the air, but Millie, I'm really convinced that she's definitely a part of this mole thing.
But see, the whole thing with Millie being a part of the mole thing, you got to remember what was said when they did the reports and stuff, is that they were, whoever was doing the, I mean, trying to get into this whole thing, it was they were researching information on what happened in Defiance. But Millie knew about Defiance. Hollis knew about
Defiance. You got to remember, Millie was supposed to not know what happened in Defiance by telling Fitz that she didn't have anything to do with it. Even though Fitz knows better, she still believes that Fitz doesn't know.
Yeah, but the records show, not even based on what Fitz says, the records show that whoever this mole is really did not know who, you know, what was, what really took place in Defiance. So that's why they tried to steer away that, well, it's really not Cyrus, because he already knew. He was already a part of what happened in Defiance. He played a major part with it. So as well as Millie, as well as, you know, Hollis, as well as Olivia. So that's why it may not be, you know, Millie. And then another thing we have to think about is Millie sat here and admitted and said all this stuff that was happening with the president. She goes on air and says it. But how come she didn't kick dirt on Olivia's name? Why didn't she say it was Olivia Pope? Like, really, what's happening with that?
Because that's this week. That interview's not over.
Right.
Okay, so you think she's going to spill the tea with Olivia this week?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think she's going to try to go ahead with Cyrus's plan and go ahead and see if he'll take Olivia out.
It's too late to take her out. She already damaged everything. What would be the sense of getting rid of Olivia? You ain't going to get him back.
Well, I think they probably want to get rid of her anyway, even though I don't think that's going to happen.
So let me ask you this. Did the president really kill a judge? Did he really kill her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And the only person that knows is Millie. Hmm.
But, okay, me and Jason had this conversation the other day. Does Millie really know he did it?
Hmm.
No, Millie doesn't know that shit.
He does, because he told her he did it.
I don't remember Fitz literally saying that he did it. Like,
me
either. I killed her. I remember him saying, I did something bad, and she said, we all have done that.
When he said her name, they got to talk, and he said her name, and he also, that's when he said he did something bad. Where is Alexis? Get Alexis on this phone.
You know, y'all are going to have to show me or tell me what episode it is so I can watch it, because I truly do not remember him admitting to Millie that he killed her. I do admit, no, I do know he told Cyrus, but I just cannot remember him saying literally those words, because at this point, I feel that she would use that against him. Then she would be playing that card.
I don't know if he told Millie, but I know he did tell somebody. I don't remember who.
I don't remember him telling Millie that. No, right, because that makes sense. She would tell him. She would definitely say something about that.
She would have played that card instead of.
And she's going to play that card.
You want him to press one, Poon?
Yeah,
tell her press one.
Yeah, I need
Tiffany call dropped, so we lost Tiffany.
Hold on.
Okay. He's going to press one and he can come say hi to you, Naima.
Where he at?
Wait for it. I'm not at the computer, Kelly. Jasmine, you got a couple of callers. I'm not at the computer.
Oh, you're not at the computer. Hold on. 434-269, you're live on the air.
Hello? The number you dialed is not in service.
Oh. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what up, Naima?
What's up? You want to play with me? Naima, don't play with me, Naima.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you keep your private caller on the air?
Thank you, private caller, for calling in. I'll thank you. Yes. Don't you sit there and punk out like that, sis. I don't have to better than that. You better stand for what you know and go for what you want to have.
Naima don't
want to play with me, okay? She want to keep calling it out, okay?
Why you ain't keep him on the air?
He don't need to be on the air. We texted.
So are we.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, uh huh. Baby, you only texted because I'm allowing him to text.
Please.
Okay. But if I tell him to stop responding to you, he won't respond back to you. You'll be texting air.
He definitely don't want to do that.
Oh, really? Naima, do you want to play this game with my guys? Okay. Let me
go in my inbox and get the phone number out that the little birdie left me for light skin that was over your house, honey. And we're going to get him on the show, honey. Hold on. Let me go work my three-way.
Girl, Naima.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
honey.
What I'm
talking about scandals, and Kelly and Naima just need to have a three-way call go private.
Hold on,
we got another caller. Rodney, you live on the air?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
hi, Rodney.
Hey, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, to my biological mother.
Thank you.
And, Special Happy Mother's Day to a few ladies I want to call out. Old School, Tasha Mugler, Hurley Mizza, Baby Garcon, Tiffany Chanel, and Red Snapper. Biological mothers.
Oop. All right.
Oop. Ladies, Happy Mother's Day. And Happy Mother Father's Day, Monet and Monique.
Yes.
Thank you, Rodney.
No problem. And yeah, I don't want to piggyback off that. I didn't hear him tell Millie because I really don't think he don't trust Millie. He wouldn't tell Millie anything, but
mm-hmm.
he did tell Cyrus about
yeah.
Yeah.
the
judge.
Right.
Yeah, and I know I'd be glued to that TV when I watch it. So again, I just not saying it didn't happen or whatever. But I just want to be reminded because I
you know, the ultimate scandal will be if Olivia Pope is the mole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my dear, Rodney.
That's an ultimate scandal.
I think he just killed the vibe. Jasmine, hang up on him. All right,
John. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. Good night. Well, I guess are we finding out who the mole is tomorrow, or is it just going to still lead up to the season finale?
Until next week.
I think it's going to lead up to the season finale, and I think what they're going to do, Jasmine, they're going to show that what Jason was saying, or what you and Jason were saying about that one part of the mole, and then when the season starts over, I think they're going to bring in the second gagger.
Well, no, from one of the other articles I was reading is we definitely will find out. You know, this season, and they're not going to leave us. So they definitely, we will find out this season who the people are. So hopefully, you know, I just don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, it's going to happen next week. Maybe we find out tomorrow, and then next week they put an end to it. I don't know. And I think next week is actually a 2-hour season finale, so that should be very interesting as well. So it's like we still have 3 more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yeah, I don't be watching nothing else. So, nobody's really into some of the other stuff.
Jasmine, I have been watching the Bates Motel. Baby, when I tell you Norman Bates is fucking nuts. Oh, my God.
And you know what? Now that you say
mama's crazy.
Now that you say he's nuts,
In all honesty, I think the boy needs to fucking get some type of award because that boy really gets it to me. His ass acts off. Like, when I really look at him, I really think this boy is fucking psychotic. Like, I would be not afraid, but if I met him in person, I would be like, bitch.
That boy played on a lot of different things, too. He was actually in the first class. He was Xavier in the beginning.
In what? Oh, in what?
He was Professor Xavier in the beginning when he was a kid. That boy's had a few actor roles. He's really good. He's a very good actor, as young as he is.
Yeah, like, he, like Bates Motel really gives me a good. I really love Bates Motel. I don't know if people watch... yeah, I probably don't watch Nurse Jackie or The Big C, but The Big C is a real good
show.
I live for Nurse Jackie, and The Big C is really good. I can't wait till True Blood comes on. I can't wait till Dexter comes on this summer. I can't wait till, of course, me and Kelly always promote, and Big Brother. I can't wait till that comes on. What's happening with The Voice? Is anybody really watching it anymore? Has everybody kind of gave up on it?
I am The Voice.
I gave up on it because it just seems a little bit one-sided to a degree with The Voice, so I stopped watching it.
Oh, well. Yeah, I agree.
So do we all agree that Candace Glover is going to be the next American Idol or what?
Me and Kelly have the same opinion on this whole American Idol thing. Personally, do I feel that she should be American Idol or she's the best one standing? 100% I do. But sometimes it just looks at, like, when you start getting into this level of the competition with so many people, I mean, with, like, this many little people, even when you don't win it, I think sometimes you become an actual bigger star than the actual winner. And, you know, i.e. people like, you know, Jennifer Hudson and some of the other people like Adam Lambert and, you know, Daltrey and all them that never really made it, never won, but yet, you know, was up there in these numbers. So in my personal opinion, if she doesn't win, I personally wouldn't really be that angry because I feel that she's going to be a top star regardless. I feel that she's going to be bigger than the winner of American Idol. Do I feel she deserves to win it? Yes. But let's look at the track record of people who win American Idol. A lot of these people who win American Idol, we don't hear from them for years. They don't really make it on top. Like when Fantasia won American Idol, and I may be wrong, but when Fantasia won American Idol, when did we start really hearing more about Fantasia? Was it within that same year that she won? Was it a few years later? It just, to me, it seems like when you win American Idol, you got to go on that tour for so long. After that tour, you got to do basically all the promotions and travel the world under American Idol and go to all the other idol competitions across the world and stuff, and you never really get to focus on you or your own album. But if she doesn't win, we may hear from her by next year. And, you know, she may be on the top of the charts and stuff. So, in all honesty, I think she's a winner regardless. That's just my opinion.
I don't think, well, I don't think, even if she don't win, I sort of disagree with you because she doesn't necessarily have the look. She's going to have to lose weight. So, that's a given.
It's going to hold her back.
That's a given.
Yeah, I think
that's not true.
Reason.
Look at Jill Scott. Look at Angie Stone.
No.
A lot of them have lost weight as well, brother. No shade.
Jennifer Hudson.
Look at Kelly. He would not even let Kelly Price in the More Money, More Problems video because she was overweight. No shade. They have put a stigma on, you know,
women being
overweight in the industry. Look at Ruben Studdard. He lost all of that weight. They do ask you to lose weight.
Well, he needed to lose weight because of his health.
But I have to disagree. Not in this day and age. Like just Jason said, even Jill Scott did lose weight and stuff, but we knew about Jill Scott when she was one of those big girls. We knew about Angie Hill when she was the big girl. You know, there's a lot of these people that we hear of and we see as the big girls. Now, eventually, they do lose the weight for whatever reason. But even when Jennifer Hudson first came out and she was releasing her stuff, it was the big girl. She didn't win the Oscar and win all that stuff as the Weight Watcher Jennifer Hudson now. She won it as who she was on American Idol. Maybe she toned up her look. Maybe she, you know, she had to do certain things. And I'm sure that she's probably going to do that now because, you know, now she's going to be in the spotlight. She'll have the money. She'll have the access. She'll have the right team, the right people behind her to help her. Maybe right now she just couldn't afford it. Or maybe right now it wasn't just mandatory for her because look where she was working. Look what she was doing every day. But now because she's going to be out there, she's going to be the center of attention, and even she has grown within the show, you know, there's no telling where she'll be a year from now. So, no, I don't agree. I think that she still will be successful no matter what.
What kind of a big star you talking about? Because there are certain arenas that she just won't see. I can tell you that now. She will not see she won't see the arenas that Beyonce, Rihanna, or the rest of the girls do.
But she's not even in that caliber with
them.
I don't think she's that kind of singer.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She's not that girl.
I think she'll be one of those girls, just like we use the examples of, like, a Jill Scott. You know, her music is going to touch just certain aspects of people's lives.
Are you back by the computer?
No.
Hold on, y'all got one more caller. 347-310, you're live on the air. 347-310, you're live on the air.
I think the only person that probably, or might be two of them, but the only person that really had that, you know, has reached that point is Kelly Clarkson, if I'm not mistaken. You know,
but, I mean, we got to look at people like Adele. Adele is one of the top, and she's not trying to even be nobody's small girl. You know, I think the whole big, you know, stigma is not 100% true. I think
She's white and she's blonde. That's another thing. So, you know, color plays. You know what
she's
I'm saying?
She's from another country as well.
Yeah. So it has a lot to do with it.
I think,
you know,
America does it. I don't think it's just everybody, Jasmine. And you're right. It's not just, you know, there's definitely, you know, some plus-size people that are out there that still get the recognition. But what I'm saying is America has a tendency to, you know, push the label that, you know, you should be smaller, or your weight size or your waist size should be this much. Or if you're this height and you're this weight, then you're overweight or underweight. Like, that's what America does. I think that's...
But, yeah, America does that. I agree. America definitely does it, and it takes time. You know, even it goes back to the days of one of my favorite people, you know, one of my idols, like Martha Wash, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything that she was doing and stuff like that. You know, it just happens that way. But, I mean, no matter what, I think she's going to be successful. I don't know on what range or, you know, what magnitude.
Yeah.
But to me, I think she's going to be a winner regardless. You know, and it's going to be better than what she was doing 4 months ago. That's all I'm saying about it. You know.
Yeah.
I love
what?
I said yes.
Yes, okay. To what?
To what y'all? Oh, my gosh, child. Big shout out to Lightskin.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Moda.
Child.
Jasmine, you think they're going to get rid of Mariah Carey?
I don't know, because in all honesty, I actually live for both of them on the show. But
Mariah Carey
never really last.
Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj is not coming back next season.
I think they should keep Nicki, though, and get rid of Mariah.
No, they're not keeping after this week and last week. Nicki is gone. Everybody
is
gone.
Last week and this week.
Nicki is gone because of her outrageous outburst that she makes when people interview her, and if she don't like the questions that they ask her, she walks off the interview and everything. And 51% of the Midwest community does not like Nicki Minaj lyrics of her songs, and their children are big advocates of watching American Idol, and they think her lyrics is just raunchy and, you know.
Child, they need to grow up and stop it, honey. Enough
but their numbers, the numbers on American Idol, they all, it goes by, like a lot of people, I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, a lot of people come tell me, oh, I cannot stand the Tuesday Night Cast. Y'all need to get rid of the Tuesday Night Cast. The Tuesday Night Cast, their numbers is motherfucking great. It's all about fucking numbers here, and it's all about numbers with American Idol. The numbers is not good. They're getting rid of those motherfucking bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it boils down to. It really does. It really, really does.
Yeah, that's true.
But we only have a few minutes left, so I do want to again say thank you to everyone and happy Mother's Day to everyone. And before we get hung up on, and
let me say my good night so I can get up out of here and get on my other line.
Okay.
I want to say to everybody, don't forget to tune in on Monday night when we'll definitely be recapping everything, honey. Remember, whatever bathroom or alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do wrap it up and save a life. So like you said, can you be your own? Good night to everybody on the radio show, and good night to Light Skin. I'll be texting you and calling you. Bye, night, Ma.
So, bye.
Anywho, everybody say their
good night, Sonny. Good night. I enjoyed the show tonight. Everybody, even though I got on a little late, but I enjoyed the show. I will definitely see y'all on Monday or Tuesday or whatever, you know, but definitely on Wednesday and everything. Please, you know, if y'all can, tune into my show tomorrow from 8 to 9, where we're talking about still the aliens and stuff. And don't forget Sunday. It's going to be about third genders and transgenders and stuff like that. All right. Love y'all.
Good night, everybody.
I enjoyed the show.
Mark. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Jason.
Good night, all.
Michi.
Good night, everyone. And remember, whatever choice you make today may very well be the repercussion that you will suffer tomorrow. And good night, Tamuda.
Yeah.
Sean.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Sean, I'm on Facebook. I need to see you.
Yes, I'm going to get to that, and I'll send Naima one too, honey.
No, he won't, Jasmine.
I'm not even saying that, honey. The fake profile. We get new ones. We get them by the dozen each day.
They come by the boatload.